Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. We are now starting this offensive against tyranny. We launch a new offensive against the New World Order and its lies and disinformation at the start of each day's transmission, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is Tuesday, the 16th day of February 2010. And we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Guess who's joining us coming up in the next hour? Recovering nicely. I want to thank all our listeners that sent him donations when we put the links up. Michael Bagnarek, former Libertarian Party candidate, good friend of mine, former fellow Austinite. Michael Bagnarek almost died. He was in deep trouble, but he is alive and kicking. He'll be joining us. Then Webster Tarpley to break down and to give us his take on the report, the verbal radio report I did yesterday that dovetails with the text report by Paul Joseph Watson today from prisonplanet.com. Obama is being blackmailed into attacking Iran. And it goes on in the story. I guess Infowars.com actually chopped off half the headline. So I'm reading an Infowars.com version. We need to have that subheadline added or it doesn't make sense. And the rest of the headline breaks down the fact that the establishment media is setting the precedent and pre-programming the population. Ahead of an attempted assassination on Barack H. Obama. So Tarpley will be joining us in the third hour to talk about that today. And then in the last 30 minutes, I got Darwin Bedeker. He's got the gun show from his new location coming up this weekend. I haven't been to a gun show or had a table at a gun show in about 10 years, but we're going to have a table there so that we can surveil the feds and police. I'm going to be there off and on. But I'll have crew there the entire time coming up this weekend. So he'll be joining us towards the end of the show. We'll get into some other news with what's happening with the economy. Okay, I've got to cover all this news before I go off down a rabbit trail and spend an hour and a half on Glenn Beck. Or some other subject. I have got to focus in and cover the news. And I'm going to do that in the next hour. Totally jam-packed news blitz, wall-to-wall information overload. Coming up in the next segment. I do also want to remind listeners, we have a, well, I'm going to make the announcement. I guess it wouldn't be reminding you because I haven't announced it yet. We do have a special surprise guest on Friday. I'm just going to leave it at that. A special surprise guest. Believe me, you don't want to miss this coming up on Friday. It's going to be extremely revealing and informative. One of the biggest interviews, I'd say in the top 10 interviews we've ever done. No, it's not Lord Monckton. Who will be joining us tomorrow back from an incredible tour of Australia exposing the fraud there. Obviously, the climate fraud is in full, complete retreat right now at the international level. They have no intention, these ticks and fleas and other blood-sucking parasites, from going quietly. They've got to be removed and pulled out of our flesh, but we're definitely starting to rout them. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. We are live. Tuesday, February 16th, 2010. Coming up, Michael Bagnero on his first interviews since his heart attack that almost killed him. Webster Tarpley on the plan to assassinate or attempt an assassination as a false flag on Barack Obama. And Darwin Bedeker in the last 30 minutes on the latest attacks on the gun show. And all the gun grabbing going on nationwide. Total news blitz in this first hour, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just say this because I spent an hour and a half on Glenn Beck yesterday. I meant to spend 30 minutes. I don't like attacking other talk show hosts. We are not known for infighting, and this is not infighting. Glenn Beck is an actor and a phony and a fake who has been positioned by News Corp and Rupert Murdoch to control the libertarian, constitutionalist, anti-New World Order movement. And I last night, I went to bed early at about 11, and I couldn't sleep, and I got up, and I went and brainstormed and wrote four pages of notes, tiny notes on Glenn Beck. And sometime in the next few weeks, I'm going to break it down. And I began to remember. I mean, yesterday, I was just criticizing him for a five-minute piece he did saying 9/11 truthers are going to kill Obama. And then I noticed that they're putting out this propaganda everywhere. It's a talking point, how dangerous that is. They're clearly prepping everybody to attempt an assassination of him as a way to make him a hero and get his agenda through and his war on Iran. That's why I have to cover this. It's clearly an op they're running. But I went to his YouTube channel and actually started watching things he's done in the past and really doing more research, because I don't really follow Glenn Beck much. Just every time I see him or hear him, he's saying we need to get a value-added tax or a national sales tax. O'Reilly's saying that. O'Reilly says he believes in global warming. Sarah Palin says she believes in it. As of just 2 months ago, you've got them demonizing real patriots like Ron Paul and Deborah Medina. And on the same show, they'll have Ron Paul on and then talk bad about him after he leaves. It's like a junior high schoolgirl or something. I mean, it's just unbelievably transparent without even doing much research. I mean, it's just everywhere. And so the more I actually start looking into this guy, it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And he now says communist in Acorn caused the financial collapse by design when Beck called for the banking takeover and called for the stimulus and everything else, and is called by the Wall Street Journal a champion of Wall Street. I mean, it's just a sick joke. And I started thinking about Bill O'Reilly, just how bad this guy is. Other than talking about how he supports troops all day, never talks about other dying from DU and chemical weapon exposure. Other than just saying they're patriots every 5 seconds, these guys are horrible. And News Corp itself, in all its foreign newspapers and magazines, goes around saying global warming is real. We got to have global taxes. Rupert Murdoch goes to Davos. You can pull these clips up and calls for global government and global taxes. And they have all the rest of the corporate media pushing it, and Newt Gingrich saying it's real and calling for world government. And these are the people that run Fox News. And so when the worm turned in the last 5 months against the globalists, yeah, some of them jumped on the bandwagon, but they did it after the fact. I mean, Rupert Murdoch put out an 8-minute video we've played before here where he bragged and showed how all his TV holdings in the U.S. are pushing man-made global warming and taxes. So, yeah, they'll have a few people on Fox News saying it's a fraud occasionally until ClimateGate blew open, and then they came out and told the truth when it was already too late for them. And I've had enough of this. We don't need a value-added tax and a sales tax, and they're going to keep that on top of the income tax. They're not getting rid of that. I remember reading Talking Points 10 years ago, put out by neocon publications, put out by some of these fake libertarian groups calling for a national sales tax or a value-added tax and then getting rid of the income tax, and how they plan to actually keep both. This is public. I told you more than 10 years ago they were going to have neocons and fake conservatives push new tax systems, but they're not going to get rid of the income tax either. I mean, Rick Perry passed 3 new taxes in Texas, including an income tax. They call it a franchise tax or business tax. He's for the NAFTA superhighways, supported gun control, and the average person doesn't even remember this from 2-3 years ago. I mean, it's a sick joke. Palin is bad. Rick Perry is bad. Glenn Beck is bad. Bill O'Reilly is bad. They have to have fake conservatives call for new taxes, because they've got the confidence of so-called mainline America, who believe the labeling, but not what's actually inside the package. Well, though a lot of them are starting to get wise. Just like they have to have Obama, the supposed Peace Prize winner, launching all these new wars. Only he could get away with that. There's no way Bush could have done that. The country was on the verge of revolution till they put Obama in to whitewash and pacify everybody. It's just so obvious. It's so ridiculously clear. You judge a tree by its fruits. And now they've got a neocon and controlled left talking point out that 9/11 Truth is working with Al-Qaeda and is going to kill or try to kill Obama. And you better bet it's all going to be rigged. This is serious business. That's coming up in the third hour of the Webster Tarpley. We're going to break it down with him today. Why did Bush's White House put out memos saying 9/11 truth is the number one enemy? Why does Obama's White House put out memos saying that? Why do they have congressional hearings about it? Because we know the big dirty secret, and it's nonpartisan. The top Democratic candidate in Texas says he believes it could be an inside job. Deborah Medina just said people have a right to their opinion. See, the system has a problem because the majority of people don't believe the official story, including six of the 10 9/11 commission members. Bush even appointed these people, and they came out and said it was a fraud. You can't suppress the truth that man-made global warming is a fraud and a way to take over society. You can't suppress the truth that we have a criminal government that stages terror attacks and that every other major government's been caught doing it. It's one of their favorite tricks. You can't suppress the fact that Stalin, Mao, Hitler, and George Bush did it and that Obama staged that underwear bomber. It's on record the feds got him on the plane. It's on record they protected him. It's on record another guy was on board reportedly with a bomb. It's on record somebody was recording the underwear bomber the entire time. It's on record the FBI lied and now has been forced to come out and say, okay, it's all true. But then it's not a major news issue. It's in a few newspapers. The State Department admitting they were ordered by intelligence to help him get on the plane. And then they said, well, we won't talk about the sharp-dressed man. Yes, he was there. Well, how does someone get you through security, through the checkpoint, through the body scanners without having to do it with no ID and get you on the plane? That's a government agent. And they admit they got him on. They just don't say how. We have them red-handed. Red-handed. Let me tell you something. When Obama blows up some buildings or sets off a nuke or releases a bioweapon, when I say Obama, I mean his handlers. All you foolish conservatives who've been prepositioned to make it a religious belief that you have that governments don't stage terror attacks, and when they use this crisis to come after your land, your kids, and your guns, remember that Glenn Beck and Fox News positioned you mentally to not be able to accept the facts. And remember that the MIAC and Homeland Security documents that we received and released point the finger at you as the enemy. You fools. This whole thing is for you. There is a plethora of false flags they can engage in on U.S. naval ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Bioweapon releases. Obama signed executive orders on that. On a staged assassination attempt. But clearly they're testing and laying the groundwork so people psychologically know who to blame right up front when somebody tries to kill Obama. They are setting this up right now. How many things have I predicted? How many things have I broken down? How many things? Because when I see the tremors and I see the signatures and I see the wavelength of the enemy operation and I see them preparing your little brains, those of you that support the system still, and I see the globalists cornered and failing on every front right now, I know what they play. I know what card they pull out of their sleeve. And it is staged crises. And you better believe it. All right, I'm going to news blitz when we come back from break. And coming up, just as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts predicted, just as Webster Tarpley Economist predicted, just as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts predicted, just as Bob Chapman predicted, just as all of them predicted, Mark Faber, all of them, that when the reverse carry trade, the currency manipulation, when that money spilt back into the U.S., you would see the dollar go up for a while. And that first the euro and other currencies would go down, but that would signify the black hole growing to a new level, a new exponential event horizon. Notice you have the dollar going up with gold going up. That's not supposed to happen. You've got the euro imploding in front of everyone. This is all a staged event. And that's even in, that's in the Reuters. That's in the mail. That's in major newspapers that big banks are engineering this. It's a consolidation game as they rape one group and then rape the other. All right, huge news blitz is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up on The Economy, Spanish intelligence probing debt attacks, Reuters, struggling towns printing their own cash. More than 40 states report the lowest sales tax receipts ever. Texas in double-digit losses month after month. The government just keeps raising the taxes, though, squeezing everybody. This is all done by design. White House predicts long-term mass unemployment. Foreign demand for U.S. Treasury securities falls. They're not buying our T-bills. They're not buying our debt, so the Federal Reserve is doing it. And then we, the American people, pay debt to the Federal Reserve for financial instruments they buy and keep. It's just they're taking over. They get you in a position to implode financially and they take over. Right now they're gobbling up Europe, just like they did Argentina and Nigeria and so many other countries. Crisis hit Toyota to idle two U.S. factories, report says. That is just some of what's coming up. Also, the CDC, who's been caught lying with the World Health Organization, estimates swine flu killed 17,000 in the U.S. Now, a regular flu kills 35,000, they say, but most of the doctors we've talked to and the statistics we've seen show that's inflated. It's really about 15,000. But they count elderly people, folks that have had heart attacks, people that have diabetes, people that have compromised immune systems who have HIV. They'll say, oh, well, flu killed them. And it's the same thing here. Just classic, classic propaganda. Arizona sheriff, U.S. in standoff over immigration enforcement. That's right. You have 800-plus cities in the U.S. that the feds and the Mexican government have made deals with where they don't enforce laws on drunk driving, having no ID, no insurance, not paying bills. But they're given welfare, anything they want under any fake name they want. More than 90% of the illegal aliens that have houses in Austin, this comes directly from Austin Energy, don't even have to pay their bill. It's just given to them. You can't make this type of stuff up. Meanwhile, all over the country, when sheriffs will arrest a vanload of illegal aliens with the coyote carrying them around to jobs, that's what they're called, the smugglers, the human smugglers. They call ICE and ICE won't pick them up. And then the AP reported last year when they do, most of the time the government gives them jobs and green cards on the spot. We already have amnesty. And so God forbid a sheriff actually enforce the law. An Arizona sheriff said he planned to defy Washington's attempt to roll back his staunch enforcement of federal immigration law, a move that could put him on a collision course with the U.S. government. Late last year, U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement, the largest arm of the Department of Homeland Security, stripped Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio of the authority to use 100 of its deputies to enforce federal immigration in his jurisdiction, which includes Phoenix, which is just totally overrun. Mainly the criminals from Mexico come up and just do whatever they want. Imagine, it's just they're above the law. The Customs Agency took the action because Mr. Arpaio's aggressive immigration crackdowns had drawn criticism from human rights groups. Really, what about Mexico when it arrests college kids for drinking beer and then sucks $50,000 or more out of their families? Anybody care about that when they beat you up? The Customs Agency took the action because Mr. Arpaio's aggressive immigration crackdowns had drawn criticism from human rights groups and had run afoul of U.S. Justice Department, which is investigating whether he had used racial profiling and abused his authority. You know what racial profiling is? It's what they call zero tolerance. When they say in a school, we have zero tolerance, so if your mother puts a plastic knife in your lunchbox so you can put butter on your bread. Oh, I've seen this countless times. They arrest you for a deadly weapon, a plastic knife that maybe if you tried to saw your finger, maybe if you tried to cut yourself, you might be able to. What is it, this big new TSA case where the cop, the media says he even told him he was a cop and they didn't care. Oh, my goodness, a god. They brought their son in who was prematurely born and had all these problems and had just started walking the week before. He's 4 years old in braces. He was in a wheelchair. And they said he's got to get out of the wheelchair. He can't even walk more than a few feet. He's got to take the braces off his legs, and you can't help him through. Everybody's freaking out about it. Welcome to the New World Order. And again, it's meant to be stupid. It's meant to be mindless. It's meant to be you can't profile anyone. If somebody matches the description of the bank robber, you can't profile them. No, you've got to harass little old ladies and kids that can't even walk. That's the same thing here. Oh, my gosh. You know, he would have police officers go over to van loads of illegals piling out at day labor sites, and he would ask them for identification. I mean, total probable cause. But no, 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 no.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Get into the Climate Gate U-turn as scientists at Center of Global Fracas admits there has been no global warming since 1995. Then I want to get into the economy and a bunch of other news, and we have three guests coming up today. Before I go any further, though, I want to remind listeners that we're not funded by the New World Order. We are funded by you. The government takes your tax money and then uses it in propaganda against the free population. We are funded by you. This show and radio broadcast grows because of you, calling AM and FMs in your area, telling them to pick up the radio show, to go to GCNlive.com and find out how they can do it. It's easy. Or by you telling your friends and family, hey, here's the link on the App Store to Alex Jones's free InfoWars radio show app that's got 5-star rating and over 100-plus reviews. And then you can turn them on to the truth. That's how we grow. And, yes, we're growing like we got a rocket tied to our back, but it's not fast enough. We've got the truth. We've got the info. We know the enemy's operations. And if we can warn the people of the planet, we can turn this thing around. Look at all the victories we've already had together. So spread the word about the free iPhone app. Big banners up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's also on the InfoWars.com Alex Jones radio show page. Big link at the top. Go there. And if you don't have an iPhone, we've got other listening systems and apps and ways to tune in on any type of cell phone you got. Unless it's some archaic thing. And people say, well, why are you promoting cell phones if you say they're bad for you? Well, you plug in a wireless unit to it, a hands-free. So then it's a radio link and doesn't give you any radiation. That's the whole point. But the other point is people are using cell phones, so we're going to reach them through them. Yes. But the COINTELPRO knows that. They'll criticize anything we do. The point is, get it out to everybody, folks. Also, get the books and videos at InfoWars.com. They're all slashed down to nothing. I mean, folks, we've got thousands of these sitting in there on the pallet. We can't ship them till the start of next month. Just a few, I don't know, 15 days away or so. Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracy is a great hardcover book, normally $24.95. This baby is $19.95 at InfoWars.com, and you get a free video of your choice. Loose Change Final Cut, Reflections and Warnings. T-shirts at 75% off when you get the book. $5.95. All available at InfoWars.com. How Weed Won the West, Exposing Government Drug Dealing and the Attack on the 10th Amendment. Key information. You take the drug war away from these guys, it's over. Another one of their fake taxes, a way to get in your life, a way to surveil you, a way to build up a police state grid. Shadow government set that up in the last 30 years. Now it's declassified. Get that sucker at InfoWars.com. Get Shadow Government, the film, to understand Shadow Government. Get Fall of the Republic, the Obama deception, and all the other great books, videos, T-shirts, materials. It's all about waking people up. Every order gets a free pocket constitution and a handful of InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com bumper stickers. All available right now at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 or download and watch all my films, super high quality, plus the live TV show that's simulcast with the radio at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay. Coming up in an hour and 23 minutes, we got Tarpley on about this. Obama is being blackmailed into attacking Iran. Neocons are preparing the population for the assassination of Obama. Neocons' hype assassination attempt on president to be blamed on political extremist. So key. Got another very important article. Agenda 21 alert. Sustainable development of the ruling class. The American people have fallen prey to public-private partnerships. A classic example of this is the Federal Reserve System by Cassandra Anderson. Great article. We're going to be going over later at InfoWars.com. Also, with Michael Bagnarek, I want to break down these 11, or how many points is it? The 12 points that Newsweek made, saying that know your conspiracies, man-made global warming doesn't exist, FEMA camps don't exist. We're going to be breaking that down with Bagnarek coming up in the next hour. But right now, let me get into ClimateGate. You know, we covered some of this yesterday, and Ward Monken is on in the second hour tomorrow to recap where we're at. But here's the parallel, the analogy, the parable. Here's the little story to try to illustrate it for some people out there. You know, you go wild hog hunting or deer hunting, and you're walking around the woods in the winter, you're not going to get any ticks. But you go quail hunting or you go dove hunting in the hot late summer, early fall, and you stay out in the bush a few days and bring your quail or your dove back and marinate them there at the camp house and fry them up in the pan and sleep in a tent. When you get back to civilization in 3 or 4 days and you pull your clothes off, you're probably going to have 10 or 15 ticks on you. They're going to be between your legs, between your toes. They're going to be on your head, under your arms. They like to hide in the dark. And if you just start pulling those ticks out, their heads are going to be left in you, and you're going to get a big old pustule. So the best thing in the old days was you take a cigarette, and they've normally been on you a day or so, and you put it right up to them for just a second or so, and they'll pull out. They'll voluntarily pull their head out, and then you can smash them. And it's the same thing. We have just discovered the tick infestation with ClimateGate. It's really illustrative for people just how dastardly and deceptive government is in a coordinated operation worldwide under UN control on record. And Time Magazine and Newsweek and others hope you don't actually go read the ClimateGate emails or the other. It's got to be more than 30 scandals. I mean, there's two or three every day. I don't know. In the last month, so what is that, 60 or so? I mean, I'm not kidding. There's three new ones today. There were two yesterday, all bigger than ClimateGate. Another parable is, an analogy is like a cop pulling somebody over and they got bloody scratches on their faces or on the guy's face, and there's a woman's ripped dress in the back, and the cop says, stay right here, I got probable cause, calls backup, they open the trunk up, and there's a dead woman in the back. Yeah, that's ClimateGate. Then you drive to the guy's farmhouse and you find 30 or 40 bodies buried out back and films the guy shot of torturing the women. I mean, how many times does that happen? Hundreds of times? Thousands of other cases they haven't caught these people? A lot of times they're cops. Not saying cops are all serial killers, but smart serial killers. And this is taught in criminology. They go get positions of authority. It's like they just caught a cop allegedly robbing a bank on the way to work yesterday. Doesn't mean all cops are bad. It means that's a group you got to watch. And they're low-level government. And the higher you go, the worse they get. So ClimateGate is a dead woman in the back of the trunk. Bound and gagged, been raped and killed. Now, you go to the farmhouse, folks, it's a lot worse. Well, we've gone to the farmhouse, and there's hundreds of bodies. I mean, this is the biggest serial killer operation we've ever seen. And it gets worse, ladies and gentlemen. That's the whole point. Of course there were no WMDs. Of course 9/11 was staged. Of course the banks engineered the financial collapse. And the evidence is all there on those too, just like it is on ClimateGate. It came out 2 months ago in the middle of ClimateGate that the UN in the mid-90s had coordinated with over 100 major universities to engage in systematic fraud. And now every university they go spot check is engaged in total fraud with the UN. And the UN says in that document we covered so much that Paul Watson wrote about 2 months ago that a listener sent us, it's actually on the UN website, they weren't even hiding it, that they found fellow travelers who supported getting rid of industrial society and setting up global government for a redistribution of wealth, yeah, to the bankers. We have them. They think you're so stupid, Von Rumpy of the head of the EU, Ban Ki-moon, head of the UN, Gordon Brown, Al Gore, they all announce world government, you're going to pay taxes to private banks, and then Newsweek writes an article saying none of it exists, and ClimateGate's a conspiracy. I mean, it's admitted in thousands of newspapers, the head of the UN programs admitted it's a fraud, Santer, Jones, all of them, and Newsweek thinks their readers are so stupid, they write an article 2 days ago saying none of it exists. Now, who's the conspiracy theorist here? Who's lying here? I got an easy job, folks. All I do is study the facts. I understand the enemy's operations, and I report the truth. It's real easy. And that's why I'm the number one target of media attacks from below and above. Because we're over the target, ladies and gentlemen, and the establishment knows it. So, yes, we have just discovered we have a tick infestation. But the ticks are hanging on. We haven't even started burning them off us yet. We haven't even gotten our Zippo lighters out and, you know, just giving them a few seconds of flame under their hind end. And they're putting on a good face, just like they did for 2 weeks when ClimateGate broke in November. They said, there's no such thing, we're not reporting on it for 2 weeks. Finally, the dam broke. And now in Austin and other cities where they're taking over every facet of your lives, remote control thermostats, home inspections, $2.6 billion in taxes the next 3 years, city council set to vote on it this month or next month, and they just say, it's all real, we don't care, and we've got former special forces black op commanders running the local environmental group. I mean, this is a mechanized scientific op. They know what they're doing. They know. And they're not backing off. We're going to have to dig them out of their holes, use a Bush term, smoke them out of their holes. We're going to have to go over every inch of our body and remove these lice, these ticks, these fleas. You're going to have to go to city council and county commissioner and water district and school board and say, stop brainwashing our kids. Stop all your fake taxes. Stop raising taxes to take our money and then give it to your buddies for supposedly green jobs that cost two jobs for every job you create on top of the $700,000 for every job you deliver. It's a joke. They shut down your economy by design. Then they tell you, don't worry, we've got green jobs to fix it all. They always maneuver you from stage crisis to stage crisis. And ladies and gentlemen, I have four mainstream news articles today out of Reuters and the London Telegraph and you name it. Where they are openly admitting that this is all staged. What's happening in Europe right now? Again, all the currencies will go down together. Our economists guessed have all agreed it would start with the euro first. The dollar's already dropped by more than 40% over the, but we're talking about dramatic fast drops. Then the euro starts dropping. Then everybody goes, oh, hooray, the dollar's surging for a day. Then it starts plunging today. Because it draws everything down with it. Then they'll pump them back up some more and then bring them back down again. Because they are the insider currency traders. The big central banks have a huge casino that's rigged for themselves where they get to engage in all the insider trading they could ever want to. They know what they're doing. They are the enemies. They are the parasites. They're the people you're going to pay all your carbon taxes to. And they don't care if Congress says no. They'll just have the executive orders do it. And they'll just come in and buy off your local city. Hell, well, they can steal $2.6 billion with one program. That's only one program in Austin in 3 years. If they can steal $100 billion in the next decade, seizing existing roads and throwing toll roads on it, and they want you to go bankrupt. They don't want you to be able to make it to your job. The head climatologist at NASA, the head of the UN program, Maury Strong, they all say, end industrialized society. Can't you listen to them? Can't you listen to what they say? They're out in the open about this. They want to run your life. They want to collectivize you and transfer all the wealth into the 0.1% and make you a bunch of destitute slaves and me a destitute slave. They know what they are doing. Look at this. Dollar up as Europe reels. That's earlier today, but then an hour later, before the bell, U.S. stock futures up as gold rises. Dollar drops. Germany growls as Greece balks at immolation. What's immolation? That's lighting yourself on fire. See, they position it, and it's in the news that Goldman Sachs advised Greece and set all this up. And who set up Iceland? Goldman Sachs. We've had members of their parliament on. And who set up the housing crash here in the U.S.? Goldman Sachs. And guess what's in the Newsweek thing about debunking conspiracy theories? They give no facts. They just say, Goldman Sachs was not involved in the collapse by design. It's a complete fraud. It's ridiculous. And there's no truth to climate gate. Story finished. We are Newsweek. We said so. I mean, it's like a 10-year-old wrote this story. But see, it's not that their writers are actually stupid. It's targeted at a 10-year-old intellect. It's targeted at people that still read Newsweek and just want to be told everything's okay, there's nothing going on, the economy's wonderful, everything's fine. The EU has issued a political pledge to rescue Greece. Yes, with more debt. Oh, we'll rescue you going into debt. And by precedent, all club Mediterranean countries without first securing a mandate from the parliaments or creditor nations. And it goes on from there. Germany's Bundestag has drafted an opinion deeming aid to Greece illegal. But the executive bodies of the German government and other governments say, we don't care what the real elected government says. We'll do what we want. Just like they marched in Paulson and Geithner in the first days of October 2008 and said, we don't care if you don't pass us. We're just going to do it. Read PDD 51, Paulson told the Congress. Sit down and shut up. Northcom standing by. You think we go in and wreck third world countries and kill millions because we're weak? We're powerful. We're murderers. We'll stage more attacks. We rule this country, scum. Now shut up, Congress. We can use the media to destroy any one of you we want, whatever we want. It's our country now. We're going to bankrupt you. Now roll your sleeves up and take a mercury shot and shut up and drink some fluoride. We're the banks. We rule you. Goldman Sachs funding all the eugenics organizations, all the green robbery groups. Gold's bull market turns 9 years old, Kitco reports. Business Insider. Unionized Rhode Island teachers refuse to work 25 minutes more per day, so town fires all of them. Look at these financial numbers. Texas sales tax revenue down 14.2% in January over the same month last year. A record plunge for Texas. Here's another one. Tulsa sales taxes down for record 9 straight months. They're down 14.5%. Texas is down 14.2%. Here's another one out of AZ Central, Arizona Republic. Home pain. Values fall while taxes might rise. That's right. We're going to raise your stinking taxes, slaves. We don't care if you don't have a job. We'll send SWAT teams by. We'll take your children. We'll do whatever we want because we're the government. We're your God. You understand, scum? Everything goes to the bankers. Everything. Northcom standing by.
Ah! Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Come, you masters of war. Here they build the big guns.
The banking robbery of the planet is illegal. It is a fraud. It is us or them. We either bring the offshore banking cartel to justice and get our nation states back, or we go into their Orwellian eugenics control grid. But I look, I mean, I have stacks of news. Every state's sales taxes are way down. 41 states have record sales tax plunges. Record. The worst they've ever seen. Ladies and gentlemen, most of the restaurants I like to go to, and I don't go to restaurants often, maybe once a week, most of them I pull up to are closed. More than half the shops in Austin are shut down. Everything's shutting down. And Austin's one of the best cities in the country financially. Now, on the subject of gold, the banks did everything they could to come in with gold reserves they own to sell them at below price to drive it down because gold exposes their entire program. And no, I am not for a gold-backed currency, ladies and gentlemen. I am for a open public debate about monetary policy. I am for gold because it's up in the last 9 years, the only investment that's been performing consistently well. There's no way we can go to that system because the banks own most of the gold. They would control things again. But I do believe we should get Congress in control of the currency again. Now, the euro starts plunging. Goldman Sachs is in there imploding. Spain, Greece, and several other nations. Ireland. The euro will be driven down. The Trilateral Commission said 20 years ago this was their plan. Build up several global currencies. Have them compete. Have instability. And then call for a global regulatory group. Now they call it the G20. That will standardize and run everything in the name of stopping the crisis they created. And then levying taxes on money transfers, oil, energy, building, everything. That's their plan, and it's now public. They've launched it. This was never our opinion. What I talked about 14 years ago came true because I was reading what they said they would do. It's not hard. It's not hard. So, of course, the euro went down and the dollar shot up, and then the dollar plunged today because they'll all go down. You have the G20 in a concerted operation devaluing currencies together, which robs your savings and robs your purchasing power while they cut off your jobs and accelerate deindustrialization under the, quote, green economy that is designed in their own internal documents to shut down our economy. So, yes, I say buy gold. And Ted Anderson, when it went down to $1,050, bought a bunch of it. Now it's gone up over $70 to over $1,116. I guess that's $65. And Ted has it $60+ under what the market is right now. Ted Anderson, good to have you with us. Tell folks about today's gold offer quickly.
Yeah, Frank's currently right now at $249.61. I know that people have been listening to the radio and they've been hearing me talk about this. This is at $1,050 gold. My internet prices have already gone up, actually. $249.61 on the franc. If you just buy one of them, I'm going to get you a full year's subscription to the International Forecaster, which actually, if you take that $159 off of there, it comes down to be about $480 an ounce because this is a fifth of an ounce coin. I also have the British Sovereign currently right now at $308.76. I just think the Walking Liberty half at $844 when they were $10 per coin here just a short time ago. That is such a great buy at $844. They're $168.80 a roll of 20. That's a good buy, too.
800-686-2237. The brokers are there to take your call, order one franc, get a $150-plus year subscription in digital or hard copy, delivered to your door, your email box of Bob Chapman's preeminent international forecaster. Again, 800-686-2237. You cannot find a better deal anywhere than what Ted just offered. Stay there, Ted.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number two on this Tuesday, the 16th day of February 2010 edition. Michael Bagnarek, in one of his first interviews, since he had a very serious heart attack, we're very thankful that he's recovered to a great extent, will be joining us to talk about a host of issues. Former Libertarian candidate for president for the Libertarians. That is coming up. We've got Webster Tarpley on how the neocons are saying 9/11 truth is going to try to assassinate Obama. What's really behind that? I believe they're going to stage an attempted attack as a pretext for control. And then we'll talk about the attack on the Second Amendment in the last 30 minutes of the show. I haven't even gotten into a lot of the financial news I mean to cover, plus ClimateGate completely imploding. They now admit it's all complete fraud, but they don't care. They're not backing off. They just admit, okay, it's all a fraud. We're still taking your property. Kind of like all over the country, hey, your housing value has gone down 20, 30, 40, 50% in some cases, but on average over 20, we're still going to raise your property taxes. And if you don't pay it, we got men with guns that are going to come take your stuff and throw it down the street. But I'm going bankrupt. I can't pay my bills. There's all these toll roads now. There's all these new taxes. There's all these cops writing tickets everywhere. The illegal aliens are above the law. We don't care. We have guns. We will use them. You are now owned by the banks. The banks are just robbing everyone everywhere. It's in mainstream news. They're engineering the crisis in Europe right now. And all these fools cheer and go, yay, the euro's dropping. Those people are in the same boat as we are. All the currencies are being manipulated. And, of course, the dollar started then dropping. And gold is shooting up right now. You know, I bought gold. It was $300 an ounce. I didn't sell it when it hit 1,000. I won't sell it if it drops to 800 because I know it's all manipulated. I know they are devaluing currency. So if even in the midterm, not even long term, midterm, it can only go up by the laws of real economics. Ted Anderson, do you agree?
Well, I most certainly do. And you're talking about that bailout of Greece. I mean, who are we really bailing out? And why in the world are we willing to stand by and give up our resources, our revenues, what we've labored for Greece so we can support the EU? It is all about the international banks. We're bailing them out. No wonder why they have all the gold.
On record in every country, when you hear it's a bailout, they put the people in those countries in more debt. And the banks make the money on the way up with derivatives, and then they get, quote, bailed out and get profit on the Ponzi scheme. This would be like giving Madoff a $100 billion bailout because he stole $100 billion and letting him keep it.
That's exactly the analogy I was thinking of, Alex. I mean, you said earlier that the banks have all the gold. Well, how do you think they have the gold? It's because they can print money from nothing and lend it to us at interest, and we have to accept it through legal tender laws and service the interest on that debt. We work our tailbones off for them. We are their serfs. Like it or not, that's what's happened.
And they're the enemy, and Glenn Beck or Barack Obama aren't going to save you. They control both parties. The bankers are the enemy. Bottom line, understand that. Ted, again, a free international forecaster, explain to people they buy one franc that is already $60+ under what spot is today from when you bought it in the market. Okay, you bought in the market at 1,050. It's at 1,116 right now and rising.
Yeah, it's been as high as 1,120.
Oh, excuse me. So it is up $70. So then you get a free $150+ yearly subscription in digital or hard copy to the International Forecaster, an invaluable tool. Folks, nobody knows it all, and I learn something every week reading it. Ted, 800-686-2237. Everybody should take advantage of this. If you've never been into gold, you can't beat this deal. Buy one coin. Get the Forecaster. Hold that real wealth, that element, in your hand, and we believe you'll start buying more gold and silver. That's why Ted is giving this to you at below the price it is. This is for my show only. Tell him it's the Alex Jones special, 800-686-2237. Don't be a moron, 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet, absolutely. Okay, Michael Bagnarek coming up. We're going to simulcast. He'll be joining us via video Skype the last 2 hours and 52 minutes of the show today, the transmission, at PrisonPlanet.tv. So PrisonPlanet.tv members, get over there and start your engines. We'll be right back.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us. We're now an hour and 8 minutes into the syndicated radio transmission on this Tuesday, the 16th day of February 2010. For the rest of the hour, Michael Badnarek is our guest. He, of course, was a Libertarian candidate for the Libertarians. He has given thousands of lectures around the country. He's an author, documentary filmmaker, former GCN radio host. And a few months ago, he had a really serious heart attack while at a rally in Wisconsin trying to stop the banning of raw milk being sold. I mean, they're not just trying to keep marijuana illegal, folks. They're trying to ban vitamins right now. Canada is openly moving to do it. So they're attacking all of our freedoms. And he had a serious heart attack. I heard he had a rough go of it, but it was great to hear yesterday that he's doing a lot better now. And so we're very honored to have him with us. I want to talk about what happened with Michael, but then also want to get into a whole host of other issues and how much ground the liberty movement, the awakening to tyranny, has gained. Climategate, government health care in deep trouble, the police state being exposed, the TSA naked body scanners in deep trouble, open talk of them being removed, so many other positive things happening. Polls between 75% and 91% of people want to abolish or audit the Fed. 10 years ago, almost no one knew it was a private criminal group. We're now identifying the real power structure. And it's thanks to people like Michael Badnarik. Michael, joining us via video Skype back in the great state of Texas. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Don't close the casket yet. I'm still alive.
Well, you look great watching you here on PrisonPlanet.tv. Michael, talk about your ordeal and everybody's prayers and the donations and everything else.
Well, I was invited to Wisconsin to speak at a rally in favor of raw milk. I've been drinking raw milk for about a year and a half. It is so much better than the stuff you can buy in the store. It's also much healthier for you. And as you said in the intro, I mean, it's not just marijuana or just heroin or cocaine that the government is trying to make illegal. They're trying to make milk illegal, something that humans have been drinking for literally centuries. And so I went and spoke. Now, most of it I don't remember. The hospital gave me a combination of drugs that they lovingly refer to as milk of amnesia. So most of the bad part I do not remember. The doctors and nurses were really surprised, however. I wasn't supposed to be able to lift a finger. And on several occasions, I was sitting up in bed looking for my pants. I guess I was hoping to leave. And the doctors and nurses wanted to know what I was made out of. My friends, the people who know me well, were not surprised. They know how dedicated I am, especially when it comes to liberty. The good news is that I went to Gunderson Lutheran Hospital in La Crosse, Wisconsin. I think it's the best hospital in the United States. They took fantastic care of me and literally brought me back from the brink of death. I want to thank them. And I'm back to 100%. My voice is good. My energy is good. And as long as I'm alive and able to breathe, you know that I'm going to be lighting the fires of liberty. And I want to thank you in particular for, you know, letting your listeners know what was going on. My mother was touched that you would do a little presentation to tell everybody about my status. So I want to thank you. I want to thank your listeners. I am back to normal as far as I can tell. And the one good thing, for years I've been telling people that if I die, liberty is no longer my problem. And the lesson I hoped I was teaching was that everybody has to get involved on a personal basis. This is your constitution. This is your Bill of Rights. And now that I've had this heart attack, people are understanding that, and they are jumping on board. So I think that we're going to see an even greater increase in the number of people who are helping us in the Patriot movement.
Well, I don't want to dwell on it, but we are blessed to have you here with us, because talking to your family and others, they say it was a really bad heart attack. Specifically, if you don't mind telling us, people are wondering, what type of heart attack did you have, Michael?
I had a 100% blockage. I had a heart attack about 11 years ago on the back side of my heart, which affected the atriums, the top of the heart. Well, that's not as serious. This one was in front of the heart. It directly affected the ventricles, the part that actually pushed the blood through your body. And, well, in the ambulance and at the hospital, I was technically dead for about 10 minutes.
Wow.
And I was on life support in a chemically induced coma for 16 days. So I genuinely appreciate everybody's prayers and concern, because it was a very serious thing, and I'm just so grateful to still be here so that I can work with you and all the other patriots here in Texas and across the country, because we are going to restore this constitutional republic. There's no doubt about that. The only question is, you know, just how interesting and messy it's going to be between now and then.
Well, no doubt the prayers certainly help, because I know a lot of people were praying for you, Michael.
Well, my mother was thanking me personally. She said, if nothing else, I brought a lot of the people back to religion and faith, because, well, I know at least two of my friends had started praying for me, said that they hadn't prayed in over a decade. And it was my condition that caused them to get back into prayer. So I want to genuinely thank everybody who was concerned about me. I know for a fact that helped. And I think that my stubborn attitude had a little bit to do with it too.
Absolutely. But not among the living for 10 minutes. But definitely you're the same Michael Bagnarek we knew. So it didn't hurt your brain too bad. A true blessing and a miracle that you're here with us today. I want to talk about a host of issues with you and then have you back soon with us as well to cover more of the Constitution itself, that you really are an amazing promoter and teacher of. But looking at Texas, obviously the second most populous state, the second largest state geographically, all over the country, 30-plus states moving to declare 10th and 9th Amendment powers, nullifying the federal government that's been seized by offshore banks. We're in the midst of the globalist takeover. They're not denying world government anymore. Deborah Medina was gaining 5 points a week. We'll soon get polls later in the week to see if this stage Glenn Beck event. We've now talked to Medina's people. She's coming on later Sunday or Monday, one of those days. It's clear that Beck was cutting her audio off so she couldn't understand even what she was saying. She's never really talked about 9/11 truth. She said people have a right to their own opinions, just like 6 of the 10 commission members have said it's a cover-up, and Farmer, the head lawyer, on it's written a book saying it was a criminal conspiracy and cover-up. But Glenn Beck, the reason I talk a lot about him more and more is they positioned him as the leader of the Patriot movement when he calls for a value-added tax, a sales tax to pay the bankers. He calls for the reauthorization of the Patriot Act. He called for the banker bailout takeover bill. He attacks Ron Paul constantly, but then two-facedly has him on and supports him, but kind of giggles at him with disdain. He's now savaged Deborah Medina, and the media is saying she's going to lose because of this. I think they're just telling people she's a loser so they won't vote for her. I think she clearly will get into the runoff, and her numbers are still growing. A lot of this backfired. The donations have more than doubled since this happened. But you know, specifically, how important this Deborah Medina race is, because you have a real patriot running, not just some rhino Republican in name only, like we saw in Massachusetts taking the Kennedy seat. This was a bellwether event, and we see him always at key moments showing he's a Benedict Arnold.
Well, I've been saying that Glenn Beck was controlled opposition for a long time. I mean, for a long time he was saying the right things, but I said, be careful, because he's going to turn around. And as many people have finally recognized, the interview with Deborah Medina showed his true colors. The good news, and I'm always looking for the silver lining, this is, if they're attacking and savaging Deborah Medina, you know that we are doing the right thing. Deborah has so much support here in Texas. She is gaining in the popularity polls. People all over Texas. I have dozens of friends who are actively working on her campaign. And we have an opportunity. We have a real opportunity here in Texas to show people the way, the path to liberty, by electing someone other than the Democrats or Republicans. And as you were talking earlier, this drive for liberty and freedom is increasing, and it's going to happen. I'm hoping that it happens in this election. I really hope that we elect Deborah as our governor, because Oklahoma is trying to elect a liberty-minded candidate, and that will be the first dominoes that will fall as we restore this public. It's very, very important.
Well, let me expand on that. They tried to keep her out of the debates, but people protested and got the word out, so she got in the debate. She clearly won both of them. And they saw that she was going to win, gaining 4 to 5 points a week. She was going to end up, as of this week, overtaking Hutchinson, next week overtaking Perry, into the main election early next month. Early voting begins on Friday. So all of this is going on. So they know it's a danger to come out and attack her because that elevates her, but they did it from somebody we supposedly would trust, a Glenn Beck, a Benedict Arnold in our army. And so, again, that shows how viable she is, that they did this whole rumors of her demise have been greatly exaggerated. And that's why I'm spending so much time on this, is because Beck has been positioned to engage in key sabotage at every juncture. Ron Paul surging. He says he may be a terrorist who wants to bomb buildings. We need to use the army against Ron Paul supporters. 2007. Medina surging, about to lead the state's rights rebellion. In comes in the enemy TIE fighters blasting at her X-Wing. Stay there, Michael Bagnier. We'll continue to talk about the Great Awakening that's happening and a lot more.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael, fire out your website for folks that just joined us.
My website is constitutionpreservation.org, and I want you to know that it just went live with a new design a half an hour ago. Just when I knew I was going to be on your program, I went ahead and went live with the new design. Should be prettier, easier to navigate, and I'm very excited about it. So it's constitutionpreservation.org.
Well, again, good to have you here. And, of course, the books and films and things you've made are all available there on the site as well. You know, so much to talk about, Michael. I want to get into ClimateGate, go over the swine flu fraud falling apart, the banks robbing everybody. That's now revealing the structure. Why the globalists are now admitting world government after decades of denying it. But before we go there, what does Michael Bagnarek want to talk about? What's most important on your mind right now?
Well, I'm probably lucky that I was in a coma when the ATF shut down the gun show in Austin, because I probably would have had an adverse reaction to that. I want to make sure that we get that gun show back up and running someplace, and I want everybody to know that 23,000 gun laws in the United States are unconstitutional. Because they directly infringe on your right to protect yourself, your family, your property. And the ATF is a federal agency that spends $900 million, almost $1 billion a year, trying to put gun dealers and gun owners out of business. So I can't let that happen in my backyard. So that's my big issue. I'm not sure exactly what we can do about it. I know that people in Austin have already had a huge rally to protest that. That's my personal hot button.
Well, absolutely. And I have been studying this. You know, we broke the story about the gun show, had Mr. Bedecker on about what happened. They did get a new location at the Target Center. He's on in the last 30 minutes today to talk about that. But it then came out that the feds did come in, did basically order it. The police tried to lie, later admitted it when we pointed out they had no law. And they said, oh, well, we used a crack house nuisance abatement to shut it down. And then we've also found out that clearly, and I didn't believe this at first, I had to see it, and I may cover it coming up in the next few days, clearly people working for the police and the ADL are involved even in the Austin pro-gun movement, trying to destabilize it and things, and even go after me. And it blew me. They even write articles how great the ADL is, and they're right about me being bad and, you know, staging these different events. I mean, it's getting really crazy, which shows Austin is a test ground example of what they want to do nationwide. And Obama announced, as you know, earlier in the week, they said, look, signing statements, executive orders, we're going to implement the carbon taxes regardless around Congress. We're going to implement government health care even if Congress doesn't pass it. We're going to implement amnesty even if the Congress doesn't pass it. I mean, Michael, this is tyranny. It's just getting worse and worse.
Oh, it is treason to an exponential degree. And it is. It's because of this blatant tyranny that our fellow citizens are finally starting to wake up. I remember back in 1997, I met you for the first time. We were participating in a rally at the state capitol. I don't even remember what our issue was, but you and I were trying to wake people up over 10 years ago. And now, finally, the government is being so preposterous that the people who didn't believe us, the people who thought that you and I were radical and extremist, now they're starting to realize that we were telling them the truth, and they are now on board with this patriot movement. So you know, the government in a backhanded way is helping us to wake the people up and to get them on our side.
Well, here's another example. The National Post, a Toronto Star, last week reported in their headlines that pharmacies, drug stores, health food stores get notices, stop selling all vitamins, minerals, and nutrients, including vitamin C, Malaleuca oil, things like fish oil. They listed things like, what's the plant they use for burns? Aloe vera.
Aloe vera, yes.
And they said under UN treaty with Codex Alimentarius, that was a huge wake-up call. I mean, this is really going on.
It really is. And like I said, you and I have been telling the people, and they just didn't believe us. They were in denial. Our government would never do anything like that. The United States is the good guys. You know, Congress would never. Well, wake up, ladies and gentlemen, because they will, they are, and it is up to us. Freedom is our responsibility.
Long segment coming up with Michael Bagnarek.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Walk through a Newsweek hit piece against myself and others with Michael Bagnarek to illustrate the fact that the establishment is shooting blanks. They still think this is 30 years ago where they control reality. Like Karl Rove said to a group of reporters. We're going back to Michael in a moment. In fact, I'll tell you that story here in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. One of them is the unbelievably fantastic that I use in my office and home, Ecola Blue 28 and the Ecola Blue 30. Those are the smaller units. One puts it through 7 filters, the other through 12. I have the 7 filter units. Reverse osmosis, carbon, UV filter, and it grabs the water out of the air. You cannot get cleaner, better water. EcolaBlue.com. It's a moisture evaporator. It just grabs it right out of the air and then purifies it. And it's got a little high-tech computer system, hot and cold water, you name it. Just check it out at EcolaBlue.com. EcolaBlue.com or give them a call, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, or keep drinking the government water, or I guess trust the bottled water that's had so many problems. Plus, it's the cheapest form of water. They've got all the statistics on how inexpensive this is with the unit. Also, I want to tell you about My Solar Backup. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Here's why. Plug-and-play solar generators are now available from Solutions from Science. They've been available for about 2 years. Our listeners love them. These portable power systems need no installation and supply household current whenever or whenever you need it, producing electricity from the sun, directly from it. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electric power plant is perfect for your home or your campsite. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, or brownouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. So go to solarbackup.com to request a free information package today. That's mysolarbackup.com or give them a call, 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Mysolarbackup.com and, of course, EcolaBlue.com. Okay, going back to Michael Bagnarek. Michael, I mean, you were dead for 10 minutes. You were in a coma for 2 weeks. It's just so good to have you here. Because we all just expect our friends and our colleagues, people we admire, to be here forever. But I agree with you. I realize how transitory life is. There's been a few times in my life I've almost been killed. And in a way, it makes me be less fearful about death to just know it's coming. And obviously, you're going to be here for a long time. I hope at some level you take it easy sometimes. But I know in a way, you'll live to be 100 if you just keep fighting. But I guess so that's kind of a catch-22. But it's just so good to have you here with us, my friend.
Well, it is good to be here. As a skydiving instructor, I know that life is transitory. We have to take advantage of every moment that we are here. And I highly recommend that you talk to your family, your friends, and tell them how much you love them. Tell them how important they are in your life, because you don't know when either they will, disappear or when you will. And the same is true for fighting for liberty. Don't postpone it. Don't do it next week, or I'll go and get a power generator next month or when it's more convenient. Do it now. We've got
to
get on board.
Yeah, I'll go to a gun rally next year. I'll go to city council and tell them don't bring in UN-run carbon taxes. No, you got to do it now, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. Now, while you're still alive, while you still have the energy, and it was my love of liberty that brought me back. It was a little bit like I've been practicing football, and now, right before the Super Bowl, I'm going to, cash in my chips. There's no way. Alex, I love you, but I'm not going to let you fight for liberty all by yourself. I just had to be here and help you out.
Well, you're a classy guy, my friend, and just you get better like fine wine as the years go. I mean, the great presentations, the constitutional classes you give. Are you going to be giving any of those in the future?
Absolutely. I'm kind of keeping it close to home as I recover. I'll be teaching a class in Farmers Branch here in Dallas on March 6th. I'm coming to Austin on March 13th, and I'll be in Fort Worth on March 20th. So anywhere here in Texas, you can go to my website, constitutionpreservation.org, to find out more information. My phone number's there. Just give me a call. I'd love to have,
Well, Michael, I'm not going to tell you take it easy, because I've read the statistics where a lot of people have a heart attack, they take it easy, and then they die. It seems to be those that do keep doing stuff that, you know, that recover, because the body recognizes that. Sometimes you have a heart attack and the body says, well, it's time to check out. So obviously you're doing the right thing here, but take it easy a little bit, bro. I mean, I mean, you just came out of a coma. How many weeks ago?
It's about a month now. It was early January. And I was in the hospital for an additional 2 weeks. When I finally opened my eyes, my best friend was there, and he said, "Do you know who you are?" And I thought, well, that's pretty condescending. Of course I know who I am. And he says, "Do you know what day it is?" And I was supposed to give a speech on December 21st. And so I'm thinking, well, I don't know, maybe December 22nd. And he says, "It is January 6th. I said, 2010? He goes, "Yeah." And so it was a little bit like discovering that you're adopted after you're 50 years old. I mean, it was just a shock. I mean, I had to sit there and evaluate that and go, wow. I said, "I missed Christmas." He said, "Yeah, you missed New Year's too." So it was very serious, and I am again thankful to everybody who showed their concern. I've still got get well cards that I really haven't had time to open, but the most important thing is that I am back. I am back with a vengeance, and I'm getting back on the Liberty Trail as of March 6th.
Well, that's certainly fantastic, Michael, but at the same time, I was told that these heart problems run in the family.
They do. Both of my grandfathers died early of heart attacks. Mom has had a quadruple bypass. My youngest brother has had a pacemaker for 20 years. And so the only solution really would be for me to select different parents at this late date. I don't think that's possible. One of the reasons that I've recovered so quickly is because I was taking such good care of myself beforehand, taking the fish oil, taking the vitamin C, avoiding red meat. You know, I'd have a good steak every once in a while, but, you know, eating fish and chicken and salad and doing the exercise. So it was all of that nutrition beforehand that allowed me to bounce back so quickly.
Absolutely. You know, so much is genetics. Now, I want to go over an article here, because I said I would do this yesterday and I didn't really do it. And it's as if the heavens have opened up and dropped lightning bolts on us, but the lightning bolts bounce off at every level. Dirty tricks, COINTELPRO, national media, local media, attacking me specifically, but also others who are standing up for liberty because they're scared now. They tried to ignore us before. But two different Newsweek articles attacking me and others in just the last week. There's a big quasi hit piece coming out this week in, it's a featured story in, Texas Monthly. So I'm wondering what that's going to be like. But the issue is we're drawing their fire. That means we're having an effect. And maybe it's not going to be a hit piece. I haven't read it yet. But the point is, Paul Watson wrote a counter article to this yesterday. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Newsweek, "Powerful people do bad things, too silly to discuss." That's an actual quote. And the article's titled, that's our counter article titled, "Know Your Conspiracy Theories." And I want to show people a document cam shot. And I'm going to go over these and just get you to respond. And they mix in a few silly ones to try to give way to this. Now, number two, they say man-made global warming is a hoax. Anthropogenic global warming is a hoax. And they go on to say there is no story. There is no climate gate. It doesn't exist. It's completely insane. Even as, look at this document cam shot, folks. If you're a radio listener, go pull it up. U-turn, a scientist at center of row or argument, admits there has been no global warming since 95. Globally, with the UN, with over 100 universities, they concertedly fudge the numbers. They've now been caught. He now admits it because he knows he's facing criminal prosecution. Here's another one. The continuing climate meltdown. Here's another one. Science blogger finds errors in Met Office climate change records. It's every facility lying. Warming meltdown. It goes on and on. And then what's the answer from Newsweek? It's as if a 10-year-old wrote this saying, "My daddy can beat up your daddy." I mean, or as if saying that the sun doesn't come up in the morning. They just say it doesn't exist. and that our claim that a global government is being established through this doesn't exist. That's what the UN said at Copenhagen. I mean, how dumb do they think we are to say, know your conspiracies, guide to today's trendiest, hippest, and least likely fringe beliefs, and it's full of just mainline stuff. I mean, don't they know this is political suicide, or are they just speaking to their tiny audience they've got left as their circulation plummets across the board and just have such disdain for the average Newsweek reader that they tell them this doesn't exist? I mean, is this a miscalculation? What is this, Michael?
I think it's an effort to spin people around five or six times and get them dizzy so they don't know what to think. You know, the best lies are significantly true. And what happens in people's thought process, if I meet you for the first time, Alex, and you tell me 10 things that I know are true, eventually I go, this Alex Jones guy is a really good guy, and I stop analyzing. I mean, most people will just say, okay, Alex is a good guy. From now on, whatever Alex says, I assume to be true. That's what they did with Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck got on the radio and the television, and for a long time, he sounded like he was on our side. And what they were doing is they wanted Glenn Beck to establish credibility. So now that everybody's on the Glenn Beck, bandwagon, that's when he has established our trust, and that's when he can turn around and savage Deborah Medina and make it sound like, you know, she has no chance. So what we need to do as people is to question everything. Think. Your parents taught you the difference between right and wrong.
Why I tell people to always check out all the COINTELPRO lies about me. We are not owned by ABC. We have nothing to do with ABC. Years ago, we leased a radio feed, which anybody in radio does. We now have another one. I am not owned by Saudi Arabians. I am not owned by the Brothmans. I've never met a Brothman. No connection to Brothmans. But the establishment, like Cass Sunstein at the White House says, they operate and pose as us. And I've always noticed these disinfo sites come out for a year. There's no infighting. There's no nothing. They create a rapport. That's what government agents do at any level. That's what, you know, anti-drug agents do. And then they launch their operation once they think they have people's credibility. And they make up stories about, you know, Cheney's been arrested, or Alex Jones is a reptoid, or they mix Bigfoot in, and they know what they're doing.
Absolutely. And it's just, you know, supports what I said. People will be critical. They'll be suspicious up to a certain point, and then they drop their defenses. And after that, you know, they just pretty much assume that people are credible. If you're going to be a traitor, you've got to infiltrate. You've got to look like, you know, your friend. And then once you get inside the defenses, then you can destroy it. So we need to have people continue to do critical thinking. Figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, but how dumb, but with Newsweek, it's so ridiculous. Like, they have another article and they say Alex Jones is the prophet of the Tea Parties, and he makes up this wild story that they want a global government with the carbon taxes. It's all on record in the treaty with all the world leaders saying it. I mean, what is the psychological tactic to admit they're doing it, but then say it's insane, it doesn't exist?
I really don't know. The people who are trying to take over the world, they have such weird philosophies that, I mean, trying to figure out how they think or what they think is, it hurts. You know, my brain doesn't work like that.
I agree with you.
You and I believe in individual rights and private property. Everybody should make the, and it boggles our minds to assume that someone would try to commit murder or try to steal your property or try to control the world.
And I think that's it. That's what the globalists count on. Here's number three from the article. Goldman Sachs intentionally created the economic crises. And then they give credit to Matt Taibbi, who reported on it years after we did at Rolling Stone. And then just basically says none of it's true. When we have a five-part series with the internal emails of Goldman Sachs from major publications. What was the five-part series? I'm having one of those moments. It was... What was the five-part series? McClatchy News Service. I had one of those moments there confirming it was premeditated. And now it's come out. They engineered Iceland and Greece. That's in Reuters today. So, of course, the banks engineered this. And then here's Newsweek saying Goldman Sachs had nothing to do with this.
Well, it's a last-ditch effort on their part. The liberty movement is growing. We've got the Tea Parties, the 912s, the Libertarian Party, Constitution Party, all of these groups getting together. And, well, all of these groups moving forward, not necessarily together. And the bad guys are just struggling to keep that small percentage confused. You know, your listeners know the truth. The people who take my class cannot be confused. It's just a couple of those people who are still in doubt will read this article and go, well, I'm just not going to worry about it. And they just won't try to figure things out.
Well, here's another one, because we have tens of thousands of new listeners every day, so I'm talking to them as well, and for our listeners to go out and wake up people around them that have been dumbed down and lied to. Number four, Democratic health plan will create death panels. And then it goes in to say that's not true. It does create a government bureaucracy, and Tom Daschle's own book said it, where they will restrict health care to people that are above 60. And in Europe, they've done this, and it is a bioethicist death panel. Newsweek's own publication had the case for killing Granny, saying go ahead and kill Grandma. So, I mean, again, it's like this schizophrenia where they say we want to kill your grandma, but we're not saying that. It doesn't exist.
Well, at some point, I think that they are so delusional that they start to believe their own hype. I mean, they are coming apart at the seams. The only thing we have that is necessary for us is just to not give up. Liberty will be restored. We are moving forward. And, you know, the only way that we can lose is if we decide, if we start to doubt ourselves.
And we've gained a lot of ground. I got Webster Tarpley coming up at the 8 after next hour. Michael, let me twist your arm to stay an extra 5 minutes. This next segment, one more, okay?
Okay, I will do.
Fantastic. We'll be right back because I want to go over a few more of these, and then I got some other questions.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Take a look out your window. There's a scene you'd like to catch.
Look out your window, baby. There's a scene you'd like to catch. The band is playing Dixie. The man got his hand outstretched. Could be the Fuhrer. Could be the local priest.
Take how the globalists, for one audience, tell the truth, and for another audience, lie. Gary Hart wrote a letter 4 years ago to Iran saying the U.S. government will stage a terror attack in the U.S. to blame it on you. You better do what we say. Then We Are Change interviewed him. He admitted it after they could read the quotes to him. He first lied and denied it. And then he published it in the Huffington Post. But here's another one. Time magazine wants to restrict internet to licensed users. Time, in concert with pro-censorship groups, is backing a plan that would require a license, i.e. government sanction, for people to get on the internet. Proponents, radio host and conspiracy junkie Alex Jones. Kernel of Truth, Time published a story reporting on Microsoft executive at a UN Davos meeting who'd like to see licensing to combat anonymity, which the White House and Cass Sunstein called for and which Time magazine said was good. I mean, this is crazy. So they even here say, they say this is happening, but yeah, we are kind of calling for it, but still Alex Jones is a junkie. I mean, it's just idiocy. It shows their contempt for the general public, and I agree with you. I think they're delusional. I think they've got so much chutzpah or arrogance or bravado that they don't understand what's happening, Michael. I mean, when I say liberty's on fire, every major globalist agenda is crashing and burning right now. I'm worried about false flag stage terror attacks. What's your take on that?
Yes, I wish I didn't agree with you, but they probably will do something. People are going to die. They're going to try to terrify us into, you know, following the government. Anytime there's this, you know, like the World Trade Center coming down, you know, a significant portion of the public will turn to the government to go protect us, save us, help us. And I don't think that's going to be as prevalent, but yeah, you're right. They will probably do something, kill people in America. But I think that most of our patriots, fellow patriots, will recognize it for what it is, and that will be their moment that they jump on board. We are going to restore this republic.
Well, I agree. I mean, look at Kurt Haskell with the underwear bomber and his wife and other witnesses. They aren't really 9/11 truthers. I mean, they've admitted that, but they like to keep that somewhat on the lowdown so the media doesn't make too big an issue out of it. And they called them liars, and then later it came out it was all true. The U.S. government ordered him to be allowed on that plane. That's mainstream news, because we now have our people everywhere watching them.
I agree, and I strongly recommend that your listeners walk around with a video camera, because you never know where you're going to see tyranny manifested. You know, we do live in a totalitarian police state. That's obvious to anybody who's got their eyes open.
Naked body scanners violate child porn laws in the U.S., Canada, England. They're putting them in. Chertoff's making money off of it, who made the order a year and a half ago. Obama's continuing it. Clearly an act of domination, a way to make us submit. And now they've been caught lying, saying they don't record your naked bodies. I mean, when does government not lie?
Well, I don't know. I've been studying the government for many, many years, and there are very few instances of that. So, yeah, I am concerned about those as well. I mean, personally, I don't care. They take a photo of my body, but I think it is a violation of everybody's privacy, and we need to put an end to it.
Absolutely. We predicted they'd start videotaping TV and movie stars, and now it's been confirmed that's happening. The British government tried to lie about it at first, then got caught. I mean, it's just amazing. Five final minutes. We're coming back in 70 seconds. after this break to start the halfway point in the radio broadcast. Then at the 8 after Michael Bagnarik leaves us, we've got Webster Tarpley coming on with one of the most important stories we're covering. The neocons are laying the groundwork for an attempted assassination of Obama.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Top story at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Obama is being blackmailed into attacking Iran. Neocons hype assassination attempt on president to be blamed on political extremists. Obama is the next false flag. They're definitely pre-programming the population for this, as they did before 9/11, as they did before Copenhagen, as they did before the flu outbreak. We told you 3 months before. We understand their operations. I'm telling you, they're moving on this front. Michael Bagnarik, all I can say is I am so glad you didn't die, even though you did die for 10 minutes with that massive total heart attack. And it's good to have you back with us. We've got 4 minutes left, and I'd like to just get final comments, statements, words of encouragement, anything else you'd like to add.
Well, I'd like to invite you and your wife to attend my Constitution class on March 13th as my guest. I would love to to see you again. Maybe we can have dinner when I come into town. But for your listeners, really, just don't give up hope. It's always darkest just before the dawn. I know that the, new world order is coming down with a lot of, really strange laws, but that's only because we are being successful in the liberty movement. Get to know your neighbors. Throw a little barbecue as soon as it warms up. Get to know your neighbors. Those are the people that you're going to need to rely on, if the electricity goes out or, when there's a little bit of social unrest. You need to know who you can trust, and you need to get involved with your neighbors now. Stock up on food. Get one of the solar power generators that Alex advertises. You need to be prepared. And you need to know the truth. So, continue listening to Alex's program. And if you'd like to take my class, you can find out all you need at constitutionpreservation.org.
And when we get up here and we say we're winning, we're having success, I mean, 10 years ago I was saying we're doomed if people don't wake up. I don't just get up here and cheerlead. Look at all the evidence. Look at the success we're having. That's why it's more important than ever that people that were fighting 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago and then quit, all that work they did decades ago is now bearing fruit. But now, make hay while the sun's shining. People's minds are fertile to be unlocked now. I mean, there is a awakening that's terrifying the globalist. And they're so greedy that the banks are openly robbing the planet, but they're now revealed. I mean, this is so positive. In closing, why do you think they've gone public with world government after denying it? I mean, I guess we're just to that point now. It's time for them to admit it.
I think their window of opportunity is closing. If you're a farmer and you've got all the animals inside the corral, you don't have to rush because there's no way that the animals can escape. But if there's an open gate someplace where the animals get out, you've got to run and try to close that gate to trap all the animals. And I think from their point of view, they do not have things, you know, completely in hand. Otherwise, there'd be no reason for them to rush to try to push this through as quickly as possible. And I believe that it is, especially because we are waking up. I can't even estimate how many people you've brought, woke up with your programs and your videos. When I was at home recovering with my parents, my mother and I watched the fall of the Republic, and she sat on the edge of the couch with her mouth open. I have to confess, I kept pushing pause to go, see, I told you, and then we'd push play again.
Well, I want to interview you. I keep meaning to do this for the next fall of the Republic. So perhaps when you do come to Austin, you can come a day early, and I can get you a hotel room a day early, and then we can come interview you, maybe go to dinner that way. I wouldn't want to be a distraction at your event. There might be some COINTELPRO show up and say I'm not supposed to be there. I'm serious. It's unbelievable. They're all over me. Michael Bagnarek, I really appreciate you joining us. Let me say bye to you during the break. Webster Tarpley's coming up after I play a four-minute clip of Ron Paul on the economic implosion in Europe. Webster Tarpley with key info straight ahead. Michael Bagnarek, we love you. You're awesome.
You are too, Alex. Thanks.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for February 15th. Last week, we were reminded that ours is not the only country suffering from severe economic turmoil. The Greek government is the latest to come close to default on their massive public debt. Greece has insufficient funds in their treasury to make even the minimum payments that are now coming due. Their debt level is about 120% of their gross domestic product, and their public sector absorbs what amounts to 40% of GDP. Any talk of cutting costs and spending is met with violent protests from the many Greeks heavily dependent on government payments. Mounting fears of default have sent shockwaves through their creditors and all of the Eurozone countries. But there have been statements made by the European Central Bank to calm fears and give assurances that Greece will get the aid it needs. Details of agreements are not forthcoming. Is it possible that our Federal Reserve has had some hand in bailing out Greece? The fact is, we don't know, and current laws exempt agreements between the Fed and foreign central banks from disclosure or audit. Greece is only the latest in a series of countries that have faced this type of crisis in recent memory. Not too long ago, the same types of fears were mounting about Dubai, and before that, Iceland. Several other countries, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, Latvia, are approaching crisis level with public debt as well. Many have strong ties to Goldman Sachs, and the case could easily be made that default could have serious implications for big U.S. banking cartels. Considering the ties between the Fed and these big banks, it's not outlandish to wonder if the U.S. taxpayer is secretly bailing out the entire world country by country, even as our real unemployment tops 20%. Unless laws are changed to allow a complete and meaningful audit of the Federal Reserve, including its agreements with foreign central banks, we might never know if this is occurring or not. This global financial crisis is a predictable result of secretive central banking and unsound fiat currency. Governments are entirely committed to this system of fiat money and fractional reserve banking for obvious reasons. It enables them to do what they love most, spend hordes of money with near impunity. Without the limitations of sound money, governments will spend without limit. They will spend money to hire their cronies, pay off special interests, give out favors, create dependence, and generally distract from the terrible job they do as their chief mandate, which is to protect the liberties of the people. Fiat money is a blank check to government, which is very dangerous, and we are witnessing the death throes of the system as the bills come due, and the underlying capital is squandered away. Because of our globe-straddling empire and lingering reserve currency status, perhaps no one has a more vested interest in keeping the system cobbled together than our own government and the Federal Reserve. The agreements that Iceland and Dubai and Greece have negotiated can amount to little more than kicking the can down the road, as their overall spending habits remain largely intact. Fiat currencies are still legal tender, and more debt is issued on top of unsustainable debt. The American people have the right to know if they are going to be the ones holding the bag in the end, because the Federal Reserve secretly put them on the hook for it. This knowledge would be a key factor in peacefully dismantling this immoral and unconstitutional system. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's Ron Paul. We're going to be talking about the complete economic meltdown that's clearly happening. Sales tax revenues, property tax revenues, all plunging. The next big crisis now beginning in commercial real estate as shops where I live shut down everywhere. Many shopping centers, even in middle-class areas, are half empty. Poor areas, it's even worse. I want to go over that coming up in about 30 minutes with Webster Griffin Tarpley, who is an economist, a PhD of history as well, a doctorate of history, and we really appreciate him joining us. We sell all four of his published books, 9/11 Synthetic Terror, his two books on Obama, his Economic Cataclysm book. They're all invaluable and discounted at Infowars.com. And you may know all this stuff, or may think you know it all. You'll learn a lot reading Tarpley's books. Get them, give them to other folks. Every mind you unlock is one step closer to bringing down the New World Order. Believing that these people aren't invincible is half the battle. Knowing who the enemy is, ladies and gentlemen, is half the battle. Taking action is the rest. Now, we're going to go to Tarpley in a moment. I first want to read from some of this article. I thought of Tarpley over the weekend as I was doing research, because I had remembered months ago when they had the gate crashers at the White House and how they talked about how he wasn't safe in the White House. And Tarpley tied it in with some other news, and I've learned to respect what he has to say, his piercing understanding. He said these were threats to Obama and that they were opening the public mind and creating kind of a track that Obama is going to be assassinated. There's already been a huge, you know, discussion of this in the media. Then I started seeing Sean Hannity and other neocon mouthpieces like Glenn Beck saying 9/11 truthers will try to kill Obama. Now, 9/11 truthers are against violence. 9/11 truthers expose false flag. 9/11 truthers expose Obama as a puppet. You know, they're nonpartisan. It's been proven. Under Bush, they said we were liberals. Now under Obama, they say we're right wingers. And they talk about, oh my gosh, Deborah Medina might be a 9/11 truther, and the Democratic candidate in Texas is openly questioning 9/11. It's like everybody is. And the polls show that. And so depending on the poll, 36% to 84%, they vary widely in Angus and Reid and Gallup and Scripps Howard News Service polls. But let's say 50%. Let's take the medium. You know, I mean, let's take the middle here. When they try to stage an attack on the Christmas day, you got 9/11 truthers, people that are tuned in on board. They notice he was led on, protected. Somebody else had a bomb. The FBI says they're liars. Month later, it comes out. The FBI reverses their story. Okay, we helped them get on the plane, you know, as a part of an intelligence operation. We'll talk about that with Tarpley as well. We may even keep a little bit in the next hour because I'm getting to him late here. But again, there's so much data that goes into this. I'm always trying to give listeners a picture of my mind and my understanding. But then when I saw Glenn Beck start saying on the radio and TV the last 3 weeks, and I'm just spot checking him, and I tune in, he calls for a new value added tax, a new sales tax to pay the bankers, another bailout. I tune in, he's for the Patriot Act. I tune in, same thing with O'Reilly. 9/11 truthers want to kill the president. No evidence, they're just saying this. Who's their number one enemy? According to White House regulations are that Obama's now operating under, saying he'll just use executive orders to circumvent everything. 9/11 truthers. What does NORTHCOM and Homeland Security say their big enemy is? Christians, conservatives, returning veterans, gun owners, 9/11 truthers in the fetters. People that are awake, populist, constitutionalist. And so I see them openly saying 9/11 truth is going to try to kill him. And Beck's like, I'm predicting it. Mark my words. They love to act like prophets. So we know that's how I knew they were going to launch 9/11. I saw them introducing bin Laden as the boogeyman. He's going to get you. He's going to attack you. I knew the feds had cooked the bomb, trained the driver in 93. I knew they'd already attacked the World Trade Center. I knew they had foreign operatives running the World Trade Center and a bunch of other data. I said they're going to attack it the next few months, blame it on bin Laden. I was right. 3 months before the flu outbreak, I got government documents. They were getting ready to stage something on flu. Told you. It's the same thing here. They are planning to attempt to kill Obama. He's probably in on it. It'll be staged like 10 years ago with the situation in Taiwan with their president staging a shooting of himself, and it came out it was fake. They did a fake grazing and just had some blanks go off and a little fake cut he put on himself. So this is done over and over again, or they could really kill him. And that's why I've got Webster Tarpley on to break this down and give us his take on it from his slightly different perspective from mine. It's not that we disagree. I just want to get his view on it. But key article up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, Obama is being blackmailed into attacking Iran. Neocons hype assassination attempt on president to be blamed on political extremist. And this is why this is important. Dovetailed with all this, they say, if you attack Iran, we're going to support you. Sarah Palin, Beck have all said it. If you don't, the 9/11 truthers will kill you. So the message is, we're going to kill you and blame it on our opposition if you don't do this. Now, let's see if Webster Griffin Tarpley agrees with my analysis. I didn't talk to him before he went on air. You're going to find out with me right now. Dr. Tarpley, do you agree, and what can you add?
Well, I think you've certainly identified a real problem. Maybe we take a couple of steps backward, though, because I think it's a complex problem. During the election campaign, the idea that Obama's life was in danger was largely a myth spread by his own campaign, I think, by his own followers. They had a deep emotional need to believe that Obama was in danger because this helped to mask the fact that he was so obviously a Wall Street puppet. In other words, he was a wholly owned subsidiary of Wall Street, but somehow the emotional need of the Obama supporter was to view him as somebody who was an anti-establishment rebel and insurgent and therefore in grave danger because he was...
So is this Beck trying to invoke Democrats to hate 9/11 truthers?
Well, I think that
that's now a different phase. Now, let's also look at what the idea that Obama needs to be blackmailed in order to attack Iran, I think, is also probably not germane. Obama ran as a warmonger, right? We have to remember, he ran as the guy who was going to bomb Pakistan unilaterally without talking to the Pakistani government. He was very, very adamant about that, and he was going to win the war in Afghanistan. And we had this famous incident where Obama said, I'm going to send assassins and I'm going to send predator drones into Pakistan to get Obama where he lives. And Hillary Clinton said, no, this is too much. McCain said it's too much. And even Bush said, no, it's too much, because I talked to my friend Musharraf there, who was running Pakistan at the time.
Only the fake liberal could get away with expanding war. So
all right, now that's one phase. Now, if we look at Obama has had these, I think, three incidents, right? We have the Salahis on the night of the Manmohan Singh state dinner back in December. We had another guy who got in the same night. So there were two incidents counting three people that night. And then apparently a month before that, there was a middle-aged a black war veteran and his wife who got into a breakfast. So it's a total of three incidents. Five people got in who should not have gotten in. Now, Obama would have been well advised to fire the head of the Secret Service, which he didn't do.
We're going to skip this break because this is so important. I do okay. This occasionally. But Webster,
let's
continue.
Let's compare this, right? Let's compare it to some others, right? Because what I would argue is that Obama's treatment has been relatively mild so far. Ronald Reagan, what did he have? He had Hinckley shooting at him. So I think that's a pretty clear one. Gerald Ford had at least two people, right? He had Lynette Squeaky Fromm and Sarah Jane Moore shooting at him. In the case of Clinton, it's often forgotten. In 1993-94, there were lots of really rough things done to Clinton. His helicopter crashed, killing three or four Marines who were flying that Marine One. There was a guy in the D.C. City Council here who was a political friend of Clinton's by the name of Wilson, who was found hanged in his apartment. And then you've got Vince Foster. Now, I always viewed Vince Foster as the intelligence community murdering a person in Clinton's immediate entourage in order to intimidate him. Other people saw it as Clinton doing this. I don't see how that makes any sense. What makes sense to me is that's the intelligence community doing that, right, up here in Fort Marcy, above the Potomac. You also had in Clinton's, a little bit later in the Clinton presidency, you had this case where a light plane actually crashed into the side of the White House, not so far from Clinton's office, right? That was a few years on. In the case of Bush, we have to remember 9/11 itself was full of threats to Bush, and I've written about this at great length, right? There were reports coming to Bush that there was an attack going on his ranch, that there were other planes were going to come crash into Air Force
One. He ran away scared. So clearly he's such a delusional puppet. You're saying from your research he was only let in on it later?
Sure. He's a very low-level participant in this. And indeed, the centerpiece of 9/11 is Angel is Next. I have a whole chapter about Angel is Next in my book on 9/11, which is a direct threat to Bush. In other words, if you don't do what we want, which is to declare the war of civilizations against Iraq and get going and start saying bin Laden and al-Qaeda and terrorism and all this, then something bad is going to happen to you. So you can see that compared to other presidents, this has not been very rough, right? Obama has now got these incidents, three incidents, five people. He's also got a significant number of death threats, but he's also, a couple of people have already been sentenced to jail for threatening Obama. But I think on the whole, this is not the roughest treatment that we've seen in recent years. Although it unmistakably is a reminder to Obama that he is a puppet, and he better remember that he's a puppet. I think what we saw in the case of the Christmas patsy with the State Department now revealing through this guy, Undersecretary of State for Management Patrick Kennedy, they've revealed that there was a desire in the State Department, an intention in the State Department to revoke the visa of the Detroit Christmas patsy, Mutalab, but that this revoking of the visa was blocked by a U.S. agency, which he refused to name in public. He wouldn't tell you who it was, but somebody came forward and said, no, we're putting a national security override on this. We're flagging this guy's name because we're tailing him, we're watching him, we've got eyes on him. He's going to lead us to some really big fish, so therefore you can't touch him. He's immune. And, of course, that's the classic method that a mole uses to protect the patsy. The mole's responsibility is to make sure that the patsy got through.
And we see that with Oklahoma City. We see it with 9/11. In every case, the shoe bomber, the government gets them on the plane. The government causes a stand down. Well, they're always being trained at but Webster.
Rather than say government, see, in this case, you see that Obama...
It's private, global, corporate intelligence nexus networks with key rogue groups interfacing at an international level. But you also have...
You see that the State Department would like to lift the visa, at least they claim, but then another agency says, no, we're overriding that. And the general idea in the Obama White House, as we saw on January 4th, right, with this very interesting broadcast by Richard Wolff on MSNBC, he came on Olbermann and came on Rachel Maddow and said, the Obama White House thinks that the Christmas Day incident was intentional by a network with an alternative agenda, and that it's designed to make Obama look bad. Now, the Obama look bad part is very superficial and trivial compared to the big geopolitical goals that are always involved, right? We had several weeks of hysteria.
Launch the new Yemen war. Get the naked body scanners in. Look, I want to go over all this with you, but first, specifically, I know clearly they are putting out the talking point through neocon channels that 9/11 Truth, who we know is the White House and the rogue network's number one enemy. We have Cass Sunstein admitting it. We have Bush's congressional hearing saying it, Webster. They're clearly putting out the trial balloon, the psychological backstory, the history that 9/11 Truth is going to kill the president. Now, my question to you is, I mean, I believe, and I've gotten a pretty darn good track record of being able to gauge what they're up to and doing, that at bare minimum, they're putting the card in their hand. They're taking it out of their sleeve and putting the false flag, fake assassination attempt, getting ready to play it, considering that they may go ahead and try it. So they're gauging right now to stage an assassination on Obama to get his approval ratings up, and I believe he's probably involved in it, and then it could have the added intimidation threat on top of it. I mean, why are the neocons and others right now saying 9/11 Truth is going to try to kill him?
Well, I think you have to take that very seriously. And I, the reason I think you should take it seriously is also because what's going on in the background, I think, is a very important strategic shift. And again, you have to take a step back. Last week, we had February 11th in Iran, right, the anniversary of the revolution. And the Green Movement, the CIA-backed color revolution, people power coup forces associated with Mousavi, Rafsanjani, and the mullahs, as we now find out, were attempting to make this a test of strength, that they would bring out their green base and overwhelm the Ahmadinejad supporters, overwhelm the existing government, and maybe start a people power coup on February 11th. This has been going on, of course, since last summer. Now, this was a complete failure. It fizzled completely. They did not have the people. They were not coordinated. The forces are demoralized and so forth. So it means that for the moment, the idea of overthrowing the Iranian government from within and getting a regime change is out the window. So now what you see from Hillary Clinton and others is beating the drum for crippling economic sanctions against Iran, but then behind that looms what I think is an important shift. For the first time in 2 years now, I think the attack on Iran is on the front burner. It was way on the back burner. It was several rows back on this stove that they have, but now it's on the absolute front burner.
Well, I agree with you. They're moving in troops, moving in ships, moving in missile systems, defensive and offensive, and I want to walk through this with you, Webster, but specifically, when my little alarm bells start going off, you know, it's almost more than just the data. I mean, it's like a hunch, but I've pretty much always been right. Why are they saying 9/11 Truth is going to kill Obama? What's the point of that?
Well, they want the option. Again, you have to be aware, though, there would probably be other options, right? You've mentioned some of them, right? Some of them would be disgruntled right-wing war veterans. But then again, the other possibility is somebody with a link to Iran would also be very convenient. So
No, that's what Beck's saying. He says 9/11 Truth works with Iran, so they're going to get a double goodie.
Well, that makes it even more plausible then. So I think everybody should take that stuff very, very, very seriously.
So you think my concerns are valid?
Absolutely valid, sure. The only thing is that we got to keep in mind there's an array of possibilities, and every one of them gives them certain possible advantages. Here's the thing, though. The attack on Iran now is not the same as the attack on Iran in 2006-2007 when the Cheney group, the rogue network, invisible government, with Cheney as the visible part of that above the waterline, they really wanted to attack Iran for the purpose of destroying Iran, and the other stuff would have been secondary. Right now, the attack on Iran is primarily directed against China, because the big thing in Washington right now is the absolute hysteria of the ruling class, right, the elite, the Wall Street group and their political commissars here in Washington, is the idea that China is catching up and passing the United States, right? It's already the world's biggest exporter. There's some question about whether it's passed Japan to become the world's biggest economy. They're building, as Obama said today, China is building 21 nuclear reactors of the most modern type. And Obama came forward and said, we're going to counter that with two. So it's pathetic. The Chinese have got, they're building 18,000 miles of fast rail. The U.S. has, you know, 200, 300 miles. They're going into space, right, Obama?
Stay there. We've got a break. We're going to come back and go over this. And we have Hillary saying, we'll put sanctions on China if you don't let us attack Iran. I mean, it's insane.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Okay, Webster. Continuing as you give us this larger geopolitical breakdown, I agree with you. If you remember one of the few predictions where you were wrong, and nobody's perfect, was you were sure they were going to attack Iran, what was it, 4 years ago? And I didn't believe they were from all my sources. But you've been right more times than I have been, and I agree with you this time, and that's why I'm worried. They clearly are saying they want to go into Iran. Israel's saying it. They're pre-positioning. What will the attack look like? It's now on the front burner. How do we stop it from happening? And on the larger scene, how will they precipitate it? Will it be a false flag? What type of false flag are you looking for?
Let me just backtrack now. The last time we had this active danger was 2006-2007, which was the twilight of the neocon Cheney invisible government regime under the second Bush administration. And that was, of course, the rogue B-52 of August to September 2007 was the high point of that, after which the danger, because it had been blocked, right?
That the was missing blocked. Cruise missiles.
That was blocked by forces inside the U.S. military and the intelligence community. And it meant
and Fox
point,
Fallon said no. I mean, that was the real end of it.
It went up the ladder, and then the answer came back no. And the no probably came from Robert Gates and the Pentagon by then. The Brzezinski guy put in with the idea that they were going to change the policy and get rid of the neocon approach to these things. When you had the National Intelligence Estimate of December 2007 saying, and it's worth stressing again today, there is no Iranian nuclear weapons program as of December 2007, that was a sign that inside the bureaucracy, the people who wanted the attack on Iran had lost out, and that the Brzezinski group coming in saying, we have better things in store for Iran. What they had in store, of course, was the color revolution that now seems to have fizzled, with the idea being if you could put in a U.S. puppet regime in Iran, it's possible, that you could then use Iran against China by cutting off oil and against Russia by making trouble in the Caspian Sea and in Central Asia in general. So as soon as I think by January 2008, I put out now that the attack on Iran was getting to be less and less likely. So that, and I think that has held true during 2008-2009.
And now, but currently, Iran is not making anything near fissile material. They asked France to enrich it for them so everybody would know it couldn't be used in a weapon system. They want to supply nuclear energy to the Middle East. They know that they can't count on oil, and they're told no, no, no.
Right, which is, of course, illegal. It's outrageous. It's a double standard, right? Pakistan has nuclear weapons. Israel has nuclear weapons. What is the signaling out of Iran? It's contrary to international law, because in international law, everybody has to be equal, formally equal. There has to be complete reciprocity, no hypocrisy, no double standard.
And we go back to 53. It's been a Anglo-American British possession. They've always wanted it back.
Right. Now, just in terms of the war danger, a couple of things to cite. Ahmadinejad, in his speech, I guess, yesterday, or this morning even, says Israel wants war by spring, summer of this year. So that's Ahmadinejad. And General Ivashov, right, the former head of the Russian military, high official of the Russian Defense Ministry, I met him at Thierry Masson's Axis for Peace back in 2005. He says that the danger of an Israeli attack on Iran right now is greater than it ever was. And you've got Netanyahu in Moscow for 2 days trying to convince Russia, among other things, not to deliver this A-300 surface-to-air missile capability, which would make it not impossible, but much more difficult and much more expensive in terms of planes and pilots lost for anybody to attack certain key targets inside Iran. So all of this is coming together. In the middle of this, Hillary Clinton has made a speech, which I think is really a teachable moment. She says, and this is, she repeated this three times yesterday. She's in the Gulf, right? She was in Qatar, I guess, and then she went on to Saudi Arabia. She's trying to organize the Saudis and their friends in the Gulf Cooperation Council to be part of what looks like.
And we now have a Saudi minister agreeing that sanctions aren't enough. So Saudi Arabia, where the 15 hijackers came from, always wanting to attack other countries.
Well, I think they fear Iran, and I think they've been cajoled and threatened maybe to go along with this. But here's what Hillary Clinton says is really bizarre. She says the big danger now is that Iran is getting to be a military dictatorship. I think that is correct, and that's been visible for the past 3, 4, 5 months, that it's no longer the mullahs, it's no longer the mullahki, it's no longer the theocratic Islamic Republic. But you look at Ahmadinejad, he's a general. He's a general with, you know...
So it's a more scientific, disciplined, hardcore group.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that the U.S. hates the most. The funny thing about the U.S. policy is, in public, they say that they're against Islamic fundamentalism, but in practice, they support it.
Yeah, they love a bunch of people running around, mutilating their women, acting like fools. That's why they fund these brigades. But they're scared of what they are, a scientific military dictatorship with high-tech propaganda. They fear themselves in the mirror that they see in Iran.
Yeah, you look at Nasser in Egypt. They didn't like that. You look at the military government that preceded Saddam Hussein. The U.S. didn't like that. But now she comes out and says it. She says, we want sanctions against Iran to protect the Islamic Republic and the rule of the mullahs against the threat of the Revolutionary Guard, the Pashtun, the military.
And that's clearly last summer's coup was really a bunch of the original revolutionaries the CIA clearly funded. Let's go back then, Webster. Let's go back in a snapshot. This is historical fact, but people, a lot of them don't know this. Explain to people what happened, what really happened in 79 and flying kingpin in from Paris. Explain what that strategic Brzezinski model was really about.
Well, exactly. That's what Hillary Clinton has shown, that the U.S. policy is to support an Islamic fundamentalist theocracy in Iran. The U.S. has always been the main backer.
Look at who they put in Iraq. The women are now wearing the turbans. Yeah. It's now an Islamic Republic.
In other words, enforced backwardness and enforced self-isolation. 1979 is simply this. The Shah has two sides. The Shah is politically a monster, of course, because he's got the Sabak, he's got this awful Gestapo that goes around repressing people and so forth. A horrendous human rights situation. But on the other hand, he's building about $75 billion to $100 billion of those days in development projects. He's building steel mills, urban mass transit. He's building a whole nuclear industry. If the Shah's plans had been allowed to go through, Iran would have been a nuclear power in terms of nuclear energy and probably more, you know, decades ago. Wouldn't have never been an issue. And as soon as Khomeini came in, he immediately shut down $75 to $80 billion of these development projects. Among other things, they took the cooling towers of nuclear reactors and tried to use them as silos to store grain in. So this was a tremendous step backward. The other thing about the Shah that the U.S. objected to a great deal was that he was making deals not with London and Washington, New York, but he was dealing with the Italians. He was the Italian civil engineering companies were building the city of, well, today it's called Bandar Khomeini, but it was Bandar Abbas in those days, and the Soviets and the Japanese and everybody else was a welcome partner in Iran. So the U.S. said, no, we will not allow these other countries to come in and develop Iran. We're going to enforce backwardness on Iran.
Here comes the Muslim brigade they use against the U.S. They use against every other country. They use against the Serbs. They use them against the Russians. It's admittedly their creation. And Glenn Beck saying we better give all our rights up or the radical Muslims will get us. And then meanwhile, Bush 3 years ago puts out a press release at whitehouse.gov admitting that they're using Wahhabist al-Qaeda groups to attack the Iranians. Meanwhile, the news says Iran is al-Qaeda when it's Shiite, the opposite group.
Yeah, it's an incredible mishmash. But the one constant that goes through it is Zbigniew Brzezinski said in 78, 79, Islamic fundamentalism is our great bulwark against Soviet communism, meaning against Russia. Today, Hillary Clinton says the role of the United States is to interfere in the internal affairs of Iran with these sanctions because we want to protect the mullah regime. We want to protect this domination, the theocracy, in effect.
What an incredible statement. She's
really
saying,
is, it's,
I mean, it's,
letting the cat out of the bag in a very, very gross way. I mean, everybody in the world is noticing how bizarre is this. Now, she may be saying that to try to make it easier for the Saudis to get into a war with Iran, because she can say, you Saudis, don't worry. These are not fellow Muslims, even on paper. These are really military dictators. These are really communists or socialists or something like this, right? Like Saddam Hussein or Nasser or something like this. This is now the situation. So I would once again say the big shift is now we're back to the attack on Iran as a definite possibility in the short run. But now this is mainly against China, because if you're attacking Iran today, this is to cut off oil to China. Iran, I think, sends China about 11 or 12% of the oil that China imports. There are it's about $75-80 billion of development deals.
But explain to me in globalization why they then give tax incentives to move all our businesses there, which select global corporations get basically oligopolies or cartels out of. I mean, what's the method to that madness? They give China all this power, but then on record are encircling them.
Yeah, it's the only way to approach it is that it's hopelessly contradictory because it's hopelessly irrational. In other words,
the bankers are greedy and want to go set everything up in China, but at the same time they want to cut their oil off.
They want to have their cake and eat it too, and they want to make money individually off Chinese labor and Chinese economic development. But then at the same time, we have this mode that is kicked in now. Just
Hold on. Plus, that phase is over. China's done its job. It's deindustrialized the U.S.
That's, again, nobody could deindustrialize the U.S. except the U.S. I'm pinning that on the U.S. ruling class directly.
No, I know. But that's what I'm saying. They partnered and set that up, just like they're plunging the euro today, and Goldman Sachs is in there sucking Spain and Greece and next Ireland dry, and they just move on as carrion birds from point to point.
Yeah, look, the mood in Washington, I would compare it to Great Britain looking at Germany before 1914. At that time, you know, Britain was the dominant financial center, certainly with significant industry, but Germany was coming up really fast. And after the Boer War, in the 10 or 15 years before World War One, the British had a choice. They looked at Germany and they said, well, this is very rapid economic development. Do we want to match that, right? China's getting 8, 9%, 10% economic growth per year. The U.S. has 10% unemployment officially, really 20%, and the Chinese have 10% economic growth. There's a poll today that 5 out of 7 Chinese think they're going to have more money in the coming year, right?
And then America's in decline, and we have the PLA commanders saying the U.S. is getting ready for war with them, dump our bonds. China doesn't usually just rattle sabers. This is incredible escalation.
Yeah, it is. That deterioration, that I think is why this attack on Iran is in many ways even more dangerous, because it is right now it's a oblique attack, a proxy attack on China. But the thing with China is, the U.S. could say, all right, let's have a peace race. In other words, if China is building 21 nuclear reactors, we'll build 100. If they're building 18,000 miles of fast rail, we'll build 100,000 miles.
But the parasite offshore bankers want all the money for themselves,
yes,
to
right,
go buy up third world countries. They don't want us getting jack squat of our tax money.
Exactly. And then there would be a lot of people in Goldman Sachs would say that threatens our money.
So the bankers are worse than the commies.
Yes. Again, commies, I don't know what, you know, commie can apply to China today is there are some, of course, but the economic process in general is not really communism at all. It's rather more like a dirigism or mercantilism of a rather traditional type. But the big problem is the U.S. ruling class, they have a choice. You could have a peace race, and you could engage with China. Again, if you're concerned because you're falling behind, then match the Chinese. Here, an example. Before 1914, the British felt threatened by the growth of the German fleet. So every time the Germans would lay down the keel of a battleship and start building it, the British would lay down two. They called this two keels to one. So fine. If you're worried about China, have two nuclear reactors to one, 2 miles of fast rail for every one they build, and put twice as much money into your space program. And soon we're going to have the Chinese will be on the moon, and we'll be sitting here in poverty with credit default swaps, collateralized debt obligations, and Goldman Sachs running the show. So the big problem for the U.S. ruling class is you've got to choose a peace race and come away from these stupid policies. Because what they're doing now is saying, we'll foment war, we'll foment rebellion in Tibet, we're going to cause trouble with Taiwan, we're going to cause trouble in Xinjiang with this World Uyghur conference, we're going to have affronts to China, right? We're having the Dalai Lama here in Washington this week. And then we'll use Iran as, you can call it the Iran monkey trap, because they think they've got China in a bind, right? China needs Iran because they need that pipeline from Iran across Pakistan and into China, right? That's the long-term solution to China's energy problems, or at least a very large part of it, is to build those pipelines. So if you can break Chinese relations with Iran, they lose 10 or 12% of their oil now, 70, 80 billion of development contracts, plus hundreds of billions of future oil that they've contracted for, right? That could all be lost. And what Mrs. Clinton was doing in Saudi Arabia, she went there to get the Saudis to say, don't worry, Iran, we will give you the oil that you would have gotten from Iran if we put the sanctions on Iran. But it's basically a fraud.
Listen, we understand the larger picture, and this is really excellent, Webster, you do it as no one else can. How do they precipitate, how do they get the American people to go along with this attack on Iran? And militarily, we know Cheney, they wanted a two-month sortie, thousands of flights, bombing the entire infrastructure, power plants, water treatment, factories, military bases, naval fleets. How do they get us to war, and what will the war look like?
Well, you know, during the course of 2009, one of the things we've seen is the return of false flag operations, right? We had Major Hassan at Fort Hood in November, and then we had the Christmas Patsy in December.
Every time intelligence knows all about it and protects them.
Right, and even before that, during the summer, we had Zazi between Flushing, New York, and Colorado. Big hysteria around that.
We had the black guy dressed up with a fake beard and turban with grenade launchers in New Jersey 3 weeks ago.
Right, we had the Scarsdale, I'm sorry, the Westchester Patsies who are going to attack a synagogue in Riverdale and also an air base a little bit north of New York City. So that has been building up. There's a big increase during 2009 compared to 2008.
All right, stay there then. We're going to answer those two key questions straight ahead with Webster Griffin Tarpley. I'm Alex Jones. We're going to answer, how do they launch the false flag? What will the attack on Iran look like? What will the aftermath be?
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
And a tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Webster Griffin Tarpley will be with us in about 50 minutes in the next hour. Then I'm going to hit some other key news. The Darwin Bedeker from the Austin Gun Show is going to be joining us. They successfully, outside of law, shut down his gun show that had been in North Austin under other people for 18 years. Before we go back to Webster Griffin Tarpley, as we look into the crystal ball of what the globalists are doing, most of it publicly, and continue with false flag terror being reintroduced, these are just some of the books and videos we carry at Infowars.com in the online video bookstore. How Weed Won the West, exposing the phony drug war, the Ninth and Tenth Amendment fight that's waking up the left to getting states' rights back. This film is excellent. I consulted on it, and I'm in it. Exposes government drug dealing. We have this new book, Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracies. We can't ship these until the start of next month, but you can get it $5 discount on the book and then get a free film of your choice at Infowars.com with the book. A 1995 book, $5 off with a 1995 video free with the book. Loose Change Final Cut or Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings documentary I made about him and all the key info he discussed. So Jesse Ventura, that book available. We've got all four of Webster's books. I've got three of them here. Obama, the Postmodern Coup, excellent. Barack H. Obama, the Unauthorized Biography, his 9/11 Synthetic Terror, and Surviving the Cataclysm. You want to have a deep knowledge of this stuff. I've read all these books. They are powerful. All available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Okay, Webster, you got cut off by the break. So I'm going to reintroduce the questions. How will they launch the war with Iran? We've got some of their public planning on how they're going to hit Iran. Who will be involved in that, and what are the possible outcomes of it?
Well, I think given the weakness of the U.S. and the general method of the people who are now in power, probably not starting with a direct U.S. attack on Iran, but through some proxy. And there, of course, Israel always comes into question whether the Israelis are simply going to let themselves be used for that. I do not know, but that's obviously the very grave danger.
So you think the U.S. is the body and Israel's the tail? You don't think Israel's wagging the U.S.?
No, I think that's a misconception. It's London and New York, and then they have client states, and Israel is one of them. But in this case, there's a constituency in Israel to do this kind of stuff. But I think there's also an opposition. Let's keep that one as probably the leading example, right? So then the U.S. could say, why, this is a breakaway ally. We didn't do this, but now don't you dare retaliate, because that would destabilize
the region. Said that's the policy. They've said, Israel, don't attack, but we won't stop you if you do, and we're going to support you. And if anybody raises a hand to even block your attacks, that will be called terrorism.
Well, the thing that there's been, the Israelis in the past 2 years have been told no, 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 no. And now I wonder if that is changing behind the scenes. That's a big obvious question. Otherwise, you have all of these Gulf of Tonkin false flag events of all different types. I mean, the entire panoply that we've discussed over the years comes into play. Let's talk about how you mobilize to stop this, though, because I think this is really essential. The first thing is, this Christmas Patsy story, right, the Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalib, this has fallen apart faster and more than any other similar case in recent years, because we now have the testimony not of just anybody, but the Undersecretary of State, Patrick Kennedy, Undersecretary of State for Management, that means consular services and visas, saying we wanted to take his visa away, but there's this other federal agency that overrode it and said, no, we have a national security reason for you to keep the visa in his hands because we're following him. We want to know what federal agency. We want to know who, people, names, posts.
Well, they said intelligence agency, so it's probably the CIA.
Well, it could be law enforcement, too. CIA, obviously the leading candidate, but it could be DIA. It could be somebody inside the State Department itself. You don't know.
Stay there. Back in 70 seconds with the final hour. Webster, we will continue.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio.
Here's the French news agency headline: Israel mulling a spring or summer war. Ahmadinejad. But in response, AP, Netanyahu, Israel not planning war with Iran. But they continue to put out both stories. Webster Tarpley says it's now on the front burner and it's being green lighted. Notice we hear the media saying it's been red lighted, and that Admiral Mullen and the head of the Joint Chiefs have said no. Webster, you were getting into false flag terror as the pretext, but how fast it's been exposed. Because the majority of the population knows about false flag and knows what to watch for. So continuing with how they get the war with Iran, what happens in the war with Iran, how they hit Iran, how Israel hits them, and then what comes out of that. Go ahead.
Again, the thing that we have to mobilize on is we now have this testimony from the Undersecretary of State of the United States saying we wanted to take the visa away and somebody came forward inside the federal intelligence community, either law enforcement or intelligence, and said, no, he keeps his visa, he gets on the plane. In effect, we want the incident. Now, that's a string to pull. You pull on that thread, it leads you to the invisible government. It leads you to this honest-to-God rogue network, which is an empirical reality. It's not just some legend or myth or shadowy presence. Here it is. They're caught in the act, right? They're, you know, red-handed. So this is the time to pull on that. Now, in that House Homeland Security Committee, one of the people leading the questioning, I think, is your congressman, Alex. McCall, is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah, he's there, right there in Austin. Now, he was interested in this. You had Benny Thompson of Mississippi, right, a black Democrat. You had a whole bunch of these people struggling, or pretending to struggle, I don't know, to figure out what this is. The members of the Homeland Security Committee, you can look this up on their website. Those are the people you want to talk to about this, right? Plus, obviously, other people like, you know, Leahy of Vermont, right? The Senate Judiciary Committee. This is a big, big story, and you can see how afraid the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the TV networks are, because they don't cover this. This is essentially a phantom story, which, you know, it's out on the internet and different websites, but none of the mainstream media have it because they're really afraid of this, because this is authoritative, conclusive testimony that this whole thing was a fraud, that it was staged. Now, the other side of it, I would say, let me appeal to people who are friendly to Obama. I'm sure there are some listening in, right? Or even, you don't even have to be friendly to Obama. You just have to be, interested in the presidency or avoiding this outcome that we've been talking about. Obama needed to fire the head of the Secret Service. In other words, when you have three groups of people led into the White House, he's got to fire the head of the Secret Service. The name is escaping me right now, but it's easy to find out. And this woman, Desiree Rogers, right, the social secretary in the White House. I mean, her public pose is that she's a celebrity, right, that she wants to be a famous person, and therefore she milks her job for that. But there may be something more sinister with her. So it would be good practice to fire her, because she's the one who keeps the list, makes the list of who gets invited to these White House events. And the head of the Secret Service, by all means, should be fired. Generally speaking, Obama needed to fire people on January 4th, January 5th. When he came out with that stuff that Richard Wolff put on MSNBC, that the White House was considering that this Christmas incident was a staged, intentional incident with the alternative agenda. The only answer to that is heads must roll. You've got to start firing people, whether or not you know if they're incompetent or if they're in the rogue network. But if you find people who are party to this kind of a lapse, you have to fire them. So Napolitano needed to be fired. Probably Panetta needed to be fired. Dennis Blair, the intelligence czar, certainly needed to be fired.
Okay, Webster, final segment with you straight ahead. Separately, you have Jay Rockefeller saying Obama's not believable. You've got all these people throwing him under the bus. They've ridden this horse as far as they can, unless they stage some attack on him. And I, again, see them preparing this. You agree it's a serious danger. I just think we really need to get out ahead of this, because an attempted assassination will buoy him. We'll talk about it.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks, and sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like thestreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at getcramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind. My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at getcramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I want to try to cover a bunch of other little subjects here with Webster Carpenter before he leaves us. In areas of Australia, China, Italy, New Zealand, 2 weeks ago, and this came out in mainstream news, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com got banned. We had a Google shopping cart we launched, and they came and banned it and said that it's advocating against a protected group. And the shopping cart we started with them only had a few of my films, and we're not a racial show. Even if we were, shouldn't we be allowed to sell things? Because then once you start that discrimination, it happens to everybody. I mean, we're all about bringing people together. And we got direct letter from Google saying, well, you can read the letter at PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson's written an article, Google bans DVD critical of Obama administration, both the Obama deception and Fall the Republic. We even, with other merchant accounts, went and set them up just with one video. And they sent us a letter and said, basically, no criticism of Obama because he's black. People get confused by this. I don't care if he's black, Chinese, Anglo-Saxon, Jewish. It doesn't matter. It's what he does. He's a puppet. And people get confused when I go over the math of this. Technically, he's 6% African. If you look at his 8 grandparents, one of them was half African. So he's 6%. See, so, I mean, because he's 6% black, you can't, you know, I mean, I sell videos exposing black genocide, how they abort more black babies than are born. Endgame exposes that. But it doesn't matter. Even if I was bashing black people. I mean, every time I talk about Kool-Aid drinkers, that just means Jim Jones. I get news articles saying I'm saying blacks drink Kool-Aid. I don't know what that means. It's like you can't say government programs corrupt or you're racist. I mean, they're playing the race card as big city machines do. And we now see Time, Newsweek, all these other publications, Microsoft's head technology officer, Bill Gates comes out and supports it. The UN supports it. Cass Sunstein writes papers saying at the White House, we've got to restrict free speech, ban criticizing man-made global warming. Newsweek comes out and says it's a conspiracy theory that ClimateGate never even happened. Webster, they are really moving ahead with Chinese-style net censorship here in the West. Are you concerned about this?
I wouldn't call it Chinese. This is American-style.
This is even worse, yeah.
What you're pointing at, because it's more hypocritical.
Let me stop you. No. They want a web ID to get online and then government indexes over cybersecurity that ban anything they want from any network. Go ahead.
But look at the context for this. It's very interesting. Right? Google moves against you probably in the same week that Google announced a united front with the National Security Agency, practically a merger. I did a commentary, if people are interested, on Tarpley.net. You can see my commentary on Russia Today.
You were also on Russia Today. We played it here, yes.
About this stuff, because the Google has always been a protege of essentially of the U.S. intelligence community.
In Qtel, and I had Steele, the former CIA technologist, on. He said 4 years ago it was created by the CIA.
Right, and what people know as Google Earth was the CIA's Project Keyhole. So there it is, right? It's a creation.
Well, go back over it, because what does this signify? That the U.S. only censors when it's getting ready for war.
Well, the hypocrisy of Google is Google says they object to Chinese censorship, but they are themselves an engine of U.S. censorship, right? They've done this now to you. I can also cite this instance of Sybil Edmonds when she was going to appear before the Congress to testify. Google shut down her blog, which she located on Google, because they didn't like the contents of it, right? Because it was a challenge to the official 9/11 story and other whistleblowing themes. Notice, though, in China, they might accuse you of anti-state activity, but in the United States, you're accused of spamming or you're attacking some protected group, right? Hate speech or something like this. But this is the essence of censorship, and people need to be aware that these companies, right, from Twitter to Google, that come on the scene as wonderful paladins of free speech, are in reality tools of the intelligence community. And you see, right, Twitter in Iran, Google versus China, and so forth, they are simply instruments of imperialism, quite frankly, and of mind control. And people, therefore, need to know that and certainly defend the people that are getting targeted with this stuff. That's one of the features.
Let me just add to interrupt you. Here's PC World Today. Why Google has become Microsoft's evil twin. And then it goes on to say the backlash over Google Buzz reveals an even bigger problem. The people behind the search engine are deeply out of touch. So even mainline PC World is saying they are evil. We have the head of Apple, Jobs, saying their slogan, "Don't be evil," is a joke. I mean, Webster, we are getting hundreds of emails a day with screenshots of Time Warner, Cox, all over the world, banning going to InfoWars and Prison Planet. Everybody needs to go do banner hangs. They need to support our sites. What is it that my sites are doing that has them coming after us, Webster?
Well, it's a challenge to the mind control universe of these forces, right? And you can see that they feel that they've absorbed the Tea Party movement and that they've somehow brought that back under the control of traditional bankrupt Republican politicians, right? The pro-war, pro-globalist, pro-Federal Reserve Republican Party.
Palin is out supporting John McCain re-election, Rick Perry, all globalist.
Yes, and therefore they say, well, that, you know, we'll draw the line, right? In other words, we'll erect a border at the extreme of the Tea Party, you might say, then anybody who is not a warmonger, anybody who's interested in nationalizing the Federal Reserve, anybody who's interested in a bunch of other themes is going to be declared totally heretical and beyond the pale.
Well, that's it, because the core of the Tea Party is 9/11 truth. It is patriots. It's a true populist, diverse movement. They're scared to death of the real Tea Party, so they've got to shut down the real Tea Party.
Right. They would like to make this into a kind of Ross Perot movement that's just about exclusively concerned with taxes and deficits, right, and ignores the issue of the general depression and, above all, ignores unemployment, right, not interested at all in the question of probably 30
million. So what do we do about the growing censorship and open calls? And, I mean, I've read the cybersecurity bill on air. It's the total takeover of all infrastructure and open censorship.
Well, the secret of the First Amendment has always been use it or lose it. In other words, the First Amendment lives through us, and it atrophies and wilts in any generation when people don't use it as vigorously as possible. So the idea is simply promote the kind of media that you represent and make that into a mass vehicle, right? A clearinghouse in exchange for all kinds of ideas. I don't think it's going to be possible for anybody to reimpose the orthodoxy on global warming. I mean, I'm sitting in a home now. I've got snow piled up about 5 feet high in my front yard that I had to shovel off the driveway and the sidewalks over a period of several days. Global warming is pretty much a dead duck here in the Mid-Atlantic.
Let me stop you. Sure, Jones comes out and says we've been cooling since 1995. All the universities are caught in red-handed fraud, Pacharya ripping everybody off. You've got the head climatologist at NASA saying we want to destroy industrial society. We have the UN saying it. Austin announces we're going to put $2.6 billion in energy taxes in the next 3 years. The whole city's going bankrupt. They're robbing everything. You say it's dead, but yeah, they don't care, Webster. They're just going ahead with it at the barrel of a gun.
Well, activism is the only cure. And above all, the kind of activism we're going to need is some organizational form. If you look at the debate inside the Tea Party, the authentic people are the people who say no to the Democrats, no to the Republicans. Therefore, we must consider a third party or something along these lines, independent of the bankrupt politicians of the current majority and the current minority. And therefore, I would urge people to think about this, too, because if you don't translate, movement and ferment into an organizational structure that remains as a vehicle, then ultimately you're going to be reabsorbed, right? And Palin actually came out and said it. Palin said the Republican Party should absorb the Tea Party. And largely, I think they've done it, although some people would like to break off from that. The people who would like to break off from the Tea Party, I think, should now consider, along with others, right, open it up to people who are anti-war, open it up to people who are, you know, leftists, you know, left of center, whatever it is, right? People, you know, if you're anti-war, anti-Federal Reserve, anti-globalization, I think that's a good basis for discussion, and then work out the differences on the other things. But you're going to need an organizational form. And again, the big question is, you can listen to Hannity, listen to Limbaugh every day. They say, we need the Republican Party, the Republican Party, the Republican Party. Anybody who is saying that and simply leave it at that, I think is essentially giving people a bum steer.
Well, I agree with you, and there's no doubt we're going into very tumultuous times right now, and all of our voices are more important and will be listened to more than ever right now. Again, we're being censored, we're being attacked, we're being hit from all sides, and it's because we have been effective here at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're a platform for Ron Paul and Webster Tarpley and Sheriff Mack and countless others. Sheriff Mack's in the New York Times saying he came on this show and it energized him nationwide for speaking engagements to thousands from this show. And that's why we're under attack, because love Alex Jones or hate him, the point is we're a launch pad from what we've built to all these different diverse ideas that are outside the very small, cloistered confines of globalist speak and this propaganda mind control universe that Webster Tarpley was talking about. And that's why we need you more than ever to spread the word about our free iPhone listening app, to spread the word about the free podcast, about our AM and FM affiliates, about the books, the videos, the materials, to purchase the books and videos, materials, and to support us. Webster, thank you for your amazing analysis today, spending an hour and 15 minutes with us. We'll talk to you again in the very near future, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Okay, I'm going to come back at a few other news stories, then we're going to look at the Second Amendment attack that is going on around the country and hit a few other key news articles. But yes, Google admits no Obama deception. No.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hi, this is Peter Krochnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Krochnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krochnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Took it all away. The lanes and the meadows, the places where you used to play.
Well, there's probably 50, 60, I don't know, articles here I haven't even gotten to. I'll try to put a few of these in right now. And coming up, Darwin Bedeker. I mean, I've got stories here, two of them today, without even looking, where police are arresting people who are 50, 100 yards away, videotaping them beating people up. They just come up and arrest you, too, and charge you with assaulting them and charge you with wiretapping. Though there's no perception of privacy on the street, they know that. It's criminal. They're criminals, man. And if police say, well, a lot of cops tune in, they, well, I'm not a criminal. Okay, fine. Speak out against it. And you've got the cop in Philadelphia trying to fly his handicapped four-year-old son who can't walk. They make him get out of the wheelchair, make him take the braces off, scream at him. The cop's all mad saying, I'm a cop. You can't do this to me. Of course, they're going to steal your whole bank account, cop. The bankers don't care about you. You're with Alex Jones, whether you know it or not, and I'm with you. We don't have time to be idiots anymore. We're being trained how to be slaves. And then I see articles every day out of England and Scotland where any protest, any criticism of government, you get arrested. Here's one out of the Press Journal. Sex abuse family legal advisor arrested. And you read this article, the legal advisor, which is a part of the court in their system, was going to go downtown with the family and hand out flyers. And they were arrested by the police. And they said, you're not allowed to hand out flyers in Scotland because the report is about police sexually abusing children. I mean, this is major news, and they report it like it's normal. Oh, you don't have any right to any freedom in Scotland. And they're trying the same kind of stuff here in the United States. I mean, I have stacks and stacks and stacks of similar articles where government is just going crazy. And, you know, I talked about this some in the first hour. I've got to talk more about it tomorrow. The whole green fraud imploding as a way to steal property and tax people and control our lives and shut down industrial society. They want to wreck you is coming out, but they're not stopping. And then I've got home values plunging while sales taxes are going up in every state in the union. We've got in 41 states, the lowest 2 year period for a drop in sales tax. That's a depression, folks. Jobs are being lost everywhere. Shops and businesses are shutting down. And Obama's answer is we'll put more taxes on you. Meanwhile, the same banks are looting Europe And the Spanish government is saying intelligence probing debt attacks. And then it turns out, this is in Reuters and also London Telegraph, that Goldman Sachs is involved. I mean, it's come out. They're involved in Iceland. They're involved in the U.S. They're involved in Africa. They're involved everywhere. This is criminal. This is absolutely criminal what's going on. Do you understand they're raising property taxes nationwide as property values go down? I mean, I know in reality my house has gone down by about 20%. Property tax went up. This is a lawless, criminal government that's here to rob you. Period. Does that mean every person in government's bad? No, but the system is run to steal. The system is a fraud and is illegitimate. And they've been telling you the economy's getting great as the joblessness explodes, as the factories shut down, as everything falls apart, as the roads collapse, as the railways collapse, everything's rotting, foreign banks are coming in, grabbing major roads, putting toll roads on it. They're squeezing and squeezing and squeezing. It just absolutely makes my head spin to see all of this happening and to know that in every major city, the UN openly comes in with Agenda 21 under UN UNESCO agreements. Incredible article at Infowars.com detailing this. Agenda 21 alerts sustainable development of the ruling class. I told people about sustainable development in the late 90s with the documents. They didn't believe me. They didn't believe that the UN was taking over national parks and buffer zones and not letting people have coal mines or gold mines or oil rigs or factories or businesses for hundreds of square miles around the 60 plus now World Heritage sites and World Biosphere sites. We've got, I guess it's more than that. You combine the two here in the U.S. This is what the big banks have done in the third world, taking over land and receivership. And it's all done through fraud. My city is run by a bunch of lawless criminals where foreign banks come in and steal whatever they want. And the government throws the book at the pathetic citizenry and then says the illegal aliens are above the law. And it's the same in almost every city. It's a joke. Then I've got articles where the feds are paying to forcibly fluoridate all the major water supplies, which they admit gives people cancer and dumbs them down. It's insane. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid,
many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier,
many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
The bastards hung me,
the bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
But I am still alive.
But I am still alive.
All right, we're going to shift gears and look at Obama with his UN treaty to go after our guns. What's happening in the Supreme Court? What's happening to gun shows? Darwin Bedeker did get a new gun show site. It is filling up quickly. I think he said it may even be sold out for tables. You can still come. Private sales, everything. I'm going to have my crew there Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to pop in a few times. I've got to spend some time with my family, but we hope to see everybody out there. We're going to Darwin Bedeker here in a moment. I want to thank a few of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible. First off, frontsight.com, like the front of your rifle. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30 stake and seal weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. They really are the best, folks. Check them out. Go to frontsight.com today. That's frontsight.com. A lot of great free info as well and a free newsletter there at frontsight.com. And lastly, I want to thank the great folks at my favorite place to get storable food, efoodsdirect.com. You will never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. It's non-GMO, non-hybrid. They've got fully organic lines. They've got fully prepared meals. They've got everything, and it's all made monthly. It's not 10-year-old crud they sell you. I bought quite a bit of storable food and found out most of it was 10-year-old crud until I found eFoods Direct, and, of course, they're the best. After I did even more research, eFoodsDirect.com, that's the letter E, FoodsDirect.com, or Big Fat Manners. Up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Give them a call if you can't go online and check out their awesome website with video, audio, photos of all the food. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com, your source for high-quality storable foods so you won't be dependent on the mega government. Okay, going to Darwin Bedeker. This became a national story. Because a listener called me the Sunday that the show was their final day there and said they ordered him to post a notice saying no private sale of firearms. Well, there's no law against that. And the police lied and said, oh, we didn't do that. And later they said, yeah, we did order him basically to shut down. It was a nuisance abatement like a crack house. Then they had a staged arrest that wasn't an arrest. They let the guy go where they just put him in handcuffs and let him out. They told the media basically that Darwin was the previous Saxon, who were great people, who'd been there since the early 1990s, who they ran out of town, the biggest gun show in Texas. So TexasGunShows.net only has two shows in Texas, very small but a great outfit. They got, then after they stood up against him, HEB just said, look, just get out of here. Your lease is over. You're not allowed to be here. And the BATF who ordered this and the police, then were more honest and said, yeah, the feds said do this. We did it. So amazing. absolutely amazing that all of this has gone on. And the establishment tried to come in and get people to infight locally to get it shifted off the story of the gun show that we broke onto other issues. That hasn't worked. They were able to secure another great location, this time in South Austin. We're going to give you that address, and it's coming up this Saturday and Sunday in Austin, Texas. Darwin Bedeker, good to have you back on with us.
Good to be back on, Alex. I really appreciate it.
What's your general take on everything that's happened in this saga? And then bring us up to date on what's coming up this Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, well, first let me start by saying, I really appreciate, y'all breaking the story, and all your listeners have been, overwhelmingly supportive. And, I really, really want to thank everybody on your staff for keeping in contact with me. And y'all have definitely been leading the fight to try to get us a new location. But we have been able to find a new location, like you said. It's an old Target building with 110,000 square feet, so it's about three times bigger than where we were before. So there's plenty enough room to make it probably the largest show in all of Central and South Texas. And we'll be there this weekend, like you said, and we're just trying to get as many people out to show, support for the Second Amendment and let the Austin PD know that we're not going anywhere, we're here to stay.
Yeah, here's the key. They'll probably, because you talk about how they just walk in the back door like they own it, they're not allowed to do that lawfully. So we're going to have people watching those doors. I'm going to, as you told me off air, no cameras are allowed but ours to try to control and stop any provocateuring. You talked about printing off a little leaflet to people that are doing private sales that you better ask for a driver's license under state and federal law. To make sure they are a citizen, but it's a private sale. If they are able to push this through law, which they've tried, you won't be able to give your son or daughter a gun or your wife a gun. This is the so-called gun show loophole, private sale they want to shut down. They're harassing not just gun shows, but also swap meets, bazaars, garage sales. This is a big fight nationwide. Obama has announced that on gun control, on amnesty, on open borders, on the green taxes, he's going to use executive orders and just, this is in the New York Times, and orders to the bureaucracy outside of law, not even executive order, to just do whatever he wants. And this is a test in Austin. So we've got to make sure that there's always eyes and ears there every month. This is a major battleground. There's no doubt they're going to try to run you out. We need everybody to be there this month, next month, the month after, because this is a national fight with the BATFE. And so I'm going to have a crew there from the opening of the show to the shutdown each day. I'm going to be popping in as well. We've got tables up at the front you've given us. We're very thankful for that. Tell people the location, when it opens. Am I correct in saying you've sold out the tables?
No, we still have some tables available. Like I said, the building itself is 110,000 square feet. So if we ever did fill up the entire building, you'd be looking at about 1,000 tables. But we still have room, for anybody else that wants some last minute tables, and we'll find them a spot definitely.
And we need people there with books and videos and material, not just guns, to make this an educational experience. Again, we're going to be there, but very, very exciting. Now the address is at texasgunshows.net, but give people the address who aren't on the internet.
Yes, it's 6405. South IH-35. It's on the south side of Austin. It's exit 228, which is the William Cannon exit. And it's real easy to find. It's right behind the McDonald's right there.
Absolutely. It's in South Austin, right off I-35 in the Target Center. Very easy to find. Give folks that address one more time.
Yes, sir. It's 6405 South IH-35. So, I mean, it's really easy on, easy off. You don't have to go, very far off of 35. It's right off the access. It's an old Super Target building.
Now, what if folks want to call and book a table and can't get online? What's the phone number?
It's 210-872-7469. And the other thing I was going to mention is, we're trying to make this a record show, just to show APD that we're back in full strength. And if anybody that's listening, I know you have a lot of listeners that will not be able to make it to the show, they can still visit the website to buy complimentary tickets online, and that's up and available for those people.
And again, you put all this advertising in and they shut the other show down. This has really set you back. So it's important, just like in 1776, to financially support. That's one of the biggest ways people can vote. You also have a petition on there. Tell folks about the petition.
Yeah, we have a petition on our website that you can go on there and sign. And when we collect 150,000 signatures, which we're well on our way, we're going to turn that over to the Attorney General just to let them know that, you know, you have a lot of upset Americans, a lot of upset Texans that, you know, they don't want you getting into their gun rights.
And I want to warn the federal police force we have that masquerades as the Austin Police Department in violation of state law. I want to tell them something. And I know most of the police officers themselves are against what happened. But when I showed up at that protest, not a rally, it was a protest. And when I showed up there and I saw police, and we have the video of this, we've been so busy we haven't posted it, up there with their sniper rifles on us and police in the windows taking photos of everybody, that made me angry. Now, again, the average cop is against what's happened here. I know some police officers came with you, friends of yours from San Antonio. So we need police officers who've said they're going to support to come out as well and let people know that you're against what's happening. We know most police are pro-Second Amendment. We appreciate that. But the governor, Rick Perry, when he was questioned by Richard Reeves, and I would imagine you've seen that video, Darwin?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
He said it does look like harassment, intimidation, and if they do it again, it's clearly criminal. So I want to warn them. Do not engage in the type of racketeering you've already engaged in. Don't try it, because we're going to be there at the shows. Other people are going to be there at the shows. When they drag somebody out for a fake arrest, we're going to document it. And they need to follow the law and not the federal government.
Yeah, and the other thing I was going to mention is, you know, a lot of people that haven't actually been to a gun show that want to see their rights protected, I don't want them to think that it's just guns, you know, that are being sold there. There's jewelry and fine jewelry, guns. I mean, it's a wide variety of things.
Blow dart guns that are fun, crossbows, yeah. Archery stuff. What I love is the bird bombs. I don't shoot them at birds that are on runways, but what they're meant for. I like taking them out to a pond and I mean, it's a high-powered firecracker, a lot better when you can buy from a fireworks store and shooting it into the water, and then you see the big flash underwater. That, a lot of fun toys.
Oh, yeah. No, they're a lot of fun. And, I mean, it's a wide assortment of products that's going to be sold there. We're going to have boat dealers there and everything else. And, of course, you know, with y'all being there, it should be one of our best shows ever. I'm really looking forward to it.
Absolutely, because, you know, I had Michael Bagnerick on earlier. He didn't even know that you guys had got another show so quickly. So a lot of people don't know. So it's important for all the activist listeners and people to understand that we're going to have a table there selling our books and videos. But really, that's just because my guys are going to be staking it out. We need to stand up to the feds and the police that are out of control, the leadership, and let them know we're not putting up with this. And again, I'm going to be popping in. Quite frankly, I'm going to be in the parking lot watching the back doors. People really want to know, or somewhere else. The point is that I'm going to be sneaking around, and you may see me if you look carefully. But I'm definitely going to be there. point is that they'll probably hit you in 3 months, and so that's why it's important for people to be watching the next 6 months or so. This is a critical national test. Do you agree, Darwin Boedeker?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, the other thing I was going to mention is, you know, the more people that show up and the bigger the crowd looks, I think the least likely that they'll try the same tactics that they did. It's only because, you know, we had such a small show and because of the recommendations we had to follow that allowed them to come in and basically intimidate me by, you know, having such a small show, where if there's large numbers there and a great turnout, I think that'd be, you know, least likely to happen.
Well, the key is, Darwin, you got bushwhacked. You got called in 3 days before the show and told this is the way it is. And they were so dumbed down, they thought you were the last show they'd criminally run out. And now you're standing up, and you stood up day one and had the petition there, and that's why they punish you by shutting your show down. If we allow them to shut down commerce, Google has banned us selling on a Google shopping cart, Obama deception, fall of the republic. That story's up on PrisonPlanet.com. They're trying to ban our commerce in self-defense implements. in Freedom Teeth. And this is how tyranny works. It tries to shut people down from their right to commerce. This is really a property, a private property, and a right to contract issue. And they want to keep this illusion going that it's illegal to sell your neighbor a gun or illegal for a private seller to go sell somebody a gun. But when I went to the impromptu demonstration at the police station, you know, I handed out hundreds. My dad showed up without me even knowing that he was coming, handing out the law from the BATF's own website, explaining it is not illegal to privately sell guns. But they got on the news and said it was illegal.
Yeah, you know, the thing that strikes me is strange is, you know, when the story broke and you know, your staff was the one that broke it. But, you know, all these TV stations and everybody in Austin, media outlets, they all wanted interviews and they all wanted to know what was going on. But, you know, now that we found a new location, to me, I would think that would be just as big of news that we're actually back in Austin. And, you know, nobody, you know, none of these liberal TV stations are calling one, you know, to talk about how the show is back on or anything like that. I find that strange.
No, they just wanted to celebrate that they'd shut down Freedom in Austin. And now that it's back, they don't want people to know. But folks should call all those stations and invite them out. I'm sure you talked to them if they came out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I talked to them. I did, you know, there at the rally, I talked to a few stations. And every one of them said, well, you know, definitely let us know as soon as you find a new location. And I've done that. And they've, you know, they haven't really expressed any interest.
Well, they want to do what they've done in the dark. I will say the CBS guy came up and said, Alex, I'm a listener of yours. Look, all I did was report what the police told me. And I gave him the law, and he did report it. So CBS did rectify some of what they'd done. But I still said, why do you just believe whatever the police tell you?
I'm sorry, my phone was cutting out, Alex. What did you say?
No, I mean, I just said to CBS, why do you just believe whatever the police tell you?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, that's what I don't understand either, because, you know, they're going to spend it, the police are going to spend it in whatever way is going to seem more favorable, you know, for them, because they don't want to admit that they came in and did exactly what they did.
Well, you've also heard from a lot of police who go to church in our community, go to the grocery store in our community. They live with us. They're fellow Americans. We're fellow Americans. I've heard from a lot of police nationwide and locally. You've heard from a lot, you told me off air, who are really upset about this.
Very upset, and I've gotten a huge, you know, supportive response from not just police. I mean, you know, from firefighters, from you know, even a couple ATF agents themselves that, you know, said they were with ATF, but didn't want to mention their name or anything. I mean, they even called up, you know, from out of state, and everybody was real supportive. And you know, and like I said before, I totally respect the profession. You know, it's a tough one. It's a hard one. But, you know, when you have a few bad seeds, then it kind of overshadows everybody else. And as far as the department goes, it goes. I mean, I'm totally supportive of APD as a department. But, you know, when you have a few people out there pursuing their own agenda, you know, basically because they don't like guns, they don't want to have gun shows, and they're in a position where they can make it happen, it's not right.
Well, it's very simple. When the police and the government become rogue, they become North Korea or Mexico or Communist Russia. And we have to keep government confined to its constitutional parameters. Let's come back with a few final important questions I've got for Darwin Bedeker straight ahead. Send a message to Obama, to the globalists, to the gun grabbers, that you won't let them illegally in the dark of night shut down a gun show. Show up this Saturday and Sunday in South Austin.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks, and sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind. My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetKramer.com. Free today. Go to GetKramer.com. Code word value.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
The story is only up at PrisonPlanet.com right now. Soon it'll be up on InfoWars.com. It's in the featured news section. Google bans DVD critical of Obama administration. This is admitted. We have the letter from Google. We are being censored. We need the story to go mega viral. What they're doing, this is huge. I'm going to be using a YouTube format tonight to counter them on their own system. We need to not let them incrementally bring in Chinese-style net censorship. This story is so important. Please get it out to everyone. Google bans DVD critical of Obama administration. Same thing, Obama shutting down gun shows without statutory authority, outside the law. They're doing this on every front, and they told us it's because we're critical of Obama. That is not allowed. I mean, this is outrageous. This is outrageous. So get that story at PrisonPlanet.com, Google bans DVD critical of Obama administration, because it's going to be your site next. And when other sites get censored and it's clearly documented, we come to your support. This is serious. I saw some COINTELPRO sites saying, oh, we're glad he's being censored. You idiots. Even if you hate me, it's Alex Jones today because I'm big. It's you tomorrow. Same thing with Darwin Bedeker. I bet there's even a few greedy gun shop owners who are like, good, we don't need one. We'll make more money. It's you next week, fools. Darwin, you know, the big threat is that they're going to use the UN treaty. Obama announced it a month and a half ago under treaty to start restricting the Second Amendment. They're beefing up the BATF. This is a key event coming up. Plug it one more time.
This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at 6405 South IH-35. It's the old Super Target that's right there off of William Cannon, exit 228. We'll be there 9 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 5 on Sunday.
And it's a huge facility. But, I mean, talking to you earlier, you said it was already real big. I mean, you've already sold a lot of tables, right?
Yeah, we've sold a lot of tables. But like I said, I mean, when this place is full, we'll be able to put 1,000 tables in there. So hopefully, I mean, here in the next couple months, when people see the support of Austinites coming out, that we'll be able to pull that off.
Absolutely. And again, you vote by showing up. You vote by buying a table. You vote by coming to the event. And again, my crew will be there selling books and videos both days. I will be popping in on both days. I'm obviously on air Sunday evening, so I'll have to leave Sunday at around 2 o'clock or so. Breaking news, J.P. Morgan bombing. Bomb explodes at bank offices in Athens. This is from AP. The banks have been caught. J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, engineering what happened in Greece with their collapse. That's in mainstream news. And suddenly someone bombs them, but no one was hurt. I bet that's a false flag, but who knows? The blast occurred early evening Tuesday in an upscale area of central Athens following a warning telephone call to an Athens newspaper. Darwin, I'm going to be plugging throughout the week. And again, on Friday, we'll get a quick report from you on Friday, popping in for 10 minutes. It's TexasGunShows.net. I'll see you this weekend.
Thank you much, Alex. You've been a blessing.
You've been a blessing as well with your willingness to stand up to these people. God bless.
Thank you.
Now, in closing, we had first radio interview I know of with the guy that died for 10 minutes when he had a heart attack a few months ago in a coma for, I think he said, 16 days. Michael Bagnarek was on in the second hour, tarply on the neocons saying 9/11 truth is going to assassinate Obama. That's the big next false flag, I believe, once we expose it. And then Darwin Bedeker. That's all coming up in retransmission on your local AM and FM station that re-airs us, many do. Or you can always get the free podcast in the listen page on Infowars.com, or get the free iPhone app, one of the top apps now in the news section. And send to your friends and family. It's a call to action. Think of all your friends and family that have iPhones or Apple systems. Send them the free app. They can download it, listen on their cell phone. Sounds great. Works really good. 5-star ratings. Stand up against the censorship we're under. Every time we get censored, though, we just start new media operations. It's the starfish method. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.